Just in time for Halloween, Pretty Little Dan Inc. is proud to announce our new line of pleasure devices. Spook up your manhood with our new Dando Weenie. Molded from Dan's own junketalia, it's painted orange with a built-in light on the head with reservoir bags for extra candy. Pump it into your favorite dick or treater. Pump it into your own hand. Pump it into your cousin. Everyone loves to pump Ken. Or dress your manhood up like the king of the beasts with 4 10-inch fangs and a 6-foot mane. It's the Dandelion. Now when she says, eat me, you can. When you call, also ask about our Jacko Dando, Dando's Inferno, and Dando First Blood. All products are previously used and not cleaned or emptied. From PLD Inc.
I've been meaning to ask you, Dan. Your father-in-law?
Yes.
What size cock does he have?
What size what?
Cock.
Oh, it's actually... It's bigger than what you would think. It's got a really long back end.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's always in the yard. It's almost constantly running around the house, except at night when he keeps it pinned up.
Is it domesticated?
No, it's
wild. It's wild?
Yeah. It's not like it's on a leash.
How many chicks has it been in?
I've lost count. I mean, when the coyotes come and take some away... You lose track after a while.
How come I didn't know this until earlier this week or late last week? Your father-in-law's a chicken farmer.
I've told you that before. I told you about the eggs that Tara and I will get from her dad. Because they have their free-range chickens yet. They keep them in the coop overnight that he built. The same coop that he shot a snake in.
And how many chickens?
I want to say like 8 to 10, and then the rooster.
That's not really a farmer; it's like a hobby.
Yeah, it's good to have eggs. You have totally fresh eggs and tasty.
Yeah, I already ate the. Did you give me half a dozen?
Yeah.
I noticed they were a little harder to crack.
They're a little more. Yeah, they're just tougher.
Why is that?
I think it has to do with...
Does it have something to do with the type of cock he uses?
No. I think a lot of that has to do with the diet, because they're free-range chickens, so they get to run around and stuff. But it also, since they're free-range, they eat a lot of insects and things, so it makes some of the lining on the egg stronger. And I think there's an additional layer, as opposed to ones you would just buy that are commercially produced that you get at the store.
Yeah, because normally when I go to crack them, I can do it one hand, put it in the pan without breaking the yolk.
Mm-hmm.
First one, I blew because it was a little harder to crack.
Gotcha.
And the yolk was a little more golden than yellow.
Yeah, it's definitely more of a deep orange as opposed to that bright, sunny yellow.
Why is that?
Same reason. It's the diet.
The cock?
Well, yeah, okay, that. No, it's the diet. Do you like them?
Yeah, I ate all of them.
Good. It's one of those. If you were to just fry a store bought egg and one of those eggs, not only can you see it the difference, but you can taste it too. I think.
Do you get different type of eggs or better quality eggs if you've got a better cock?
I would think so.
Age have anything to do with it?
I'm not sure about the age.
Where do you go to find a really good one?
Craigslist.
Is that safe?
Sometimes. That's how they gave away the other one.
Will they actually let you come out and look at one before you buy it? Can you hold it, or they just stick its head through like a hole?
Oh, my God. No, you can. There's no head through a hole.
Okay. What do you want to do? How many eggs does each chicken produce a day?
I'd average one.
One egg per day?
Maybe.
Some lazy bitches.
Well, not
they
all
ain't getting good cock.
Not all
something
the chickens.
Wrong with your daddy's cock.
No, he's fine. The not all the chickens lay every day. Usually they'll be up in the coop, up in the nest where they're supposed to. That's usually where they go. However, lately they've just been dropping eggs around the house. I saw one by the hose over the weekend.
By the
garden hose.
Oh.
Chickens are not the smartest. It's like, oh, time to lay an egg. I'll just do it here next to this garden hose.
I thought maybe that's what the rooster called all his chickens. I can use my hose.
Yeah.
Sounds like you need either a more romantic rooster, one with a better drive. Why?
Man, it is not a pretty sight. When
you get more eggs the more that he gets them?
That I don't know.
Well, is that where eggs come from?
Yeah.
From the rooster giving it to him?
Well, I mean, the eggs don't have to be fertilized in order for a chicken to lay them.
What's a rooster for?
To fertilize the egg and make new chickens.
Oh. So is he looking to expand?
I don't know. Are you in the market?
Not really.
You could become a chicken farmer?
If I was, I'd get a more aggressive rooster.
I don't...
Pimp rooster. What color is his cock?
It's black and white. A little bit of red.
Is that good?
I suppose.
They get to check his lineage before you buy him?
I don't recall where this one came from. I think it was just out of a previous.
They come in all colors? Can you get them monochromatic? You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Can you?
I don't know. I'm sure you can. I know that there are, you know, when you think of a hen, a lot of times, stereotypically, you just think of the all-white hen with like a little bit of red-yellow on the face. But then there are also black chickens.
Are they louder?
No, but it did just show up on the farm one day. Out of nowhere.
Hey.
And it just stayed.
That's what happens when you got a good rooster.
It stayed in the tree for a few weeks.
Okay. How's your wife?
She's good, thank you. Yeah, she is fine.
Were you drinking yesterday when you called me?
No.
You had that I'm drunk sound, but I guess it was just that you were rattled.
Yeah, I was a little rattled. I think I was just kind of, just a little bit of adrenaline. I was mad.
How much damage? Whose fault was it?
It was Tara's fault, ultimately, but it's one of those that since she rear-ended somebody. Yeah, she rear-ended this chick, so insurance-wise, it's her fault. But what happened was this girl was stopped at a stop sign in front of her, and then she started to pull out away from the stop sign. Tara looked at the side street to see where she was in the neighborhood, and then she looked back, and the girl decided to stop a second time, and that's when she hit her. So she wasn't going very fast, but this was apparently this young lady's first car accident because...
How old was she?
Early 20s.
Okay.
And she was, I guess, freaked out. She calls her daddy first. Then she calls 911 and says she's just been in a major accident and is injured.
Was she injured?
No.
How fast was Tara going?
10, 15 maybe? I mean, she was approaching a stop sign, so she knew that she was slowing down. The damage was minimal. So anyway, she calls 911.
Okay, you got to... Somebody calls a major accident, you immediately get a paramedic.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but they always send out an engine with the paramedics.
Yep.
So you get the box and then the engine.
This particular city was very responsive. They sent two ambulances, two fire trucks, and three police officers. Two squad, one motor jock.
Anybody get their ass chewed?
A little bit. A little bit, yes.
By the cops?
Yes. Quite a bit. Someone got an important lesson in the use of 911 yesterday.
Like what a major accident is.
Exactly. And what an injury is. I mean,
Maybe the chick thought that this was going to be payday. I'm going to say I'm hurt.
It didn't sound like she was smart enough to be thinking in those terms. I mean, hell, Tara sent me a video of her, of this girl standing and talking to her parents along with the first.
What were her parents doing there?
They showed up.
Okay, that's right. You said she called her dad.
Yeah.
So they're all talking. Did her? Whose side was her dad on?
My wife's.
Good.
Because this girl's like, oh my God, they got in a wreck. And her dad basically says, there's just a little bump on your bumper. You're fine. Quit overreacting. Which I can't imagine sat well with her, but whatever. So anyway, the police show up. Actually, there was one squad car. Tara told me about this. She's sitting on the hood of her car just waiting. She's like, okay, well, she's called the police. The squad car in an SUV pulls past them and just keeps going. Gets
because they couldn't tell it was a wreck?
Exactly. Then you turn around like, is this the major accident?
It sure is.
Is everyone okay?
We're out of control. There's a chick up there that's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
How long before Jordan's towing gets here?
Honey, you're fine. So at one point, the officers are deciding, okay, well, you have the commanding officer, and then I guess there's like a rookie. And the commanding officer tells the rookie, all right, I'm going to need you on cleanup. So that's when the rookie officer looks down at the concrete, kicks a piece of taillight to the curb, and he says, all right, I'm done.
Got it, boss. It's almost like a two alarm.
That's exactly what it was.
I wonder why they have to send an engine out. Well, maybe if they think it's an accident with injuries, they're going to need something to clear, hose off the freeway, highway, road, whatever.
Certainly it could be that. They also may need jaws of life for an extraction. They may need to block traffic with the engine. Keeping in mind, this happened in a residential neighborhood.
You think the dispatcher would have asked a few more questions, but I guess if somebody goes, I'm hurt, you don't question it.
Yeah, they just send stuff out. But my God, woman. Three cops, two fire trucks, two ambulances.
And then not only does she freak everybody out, she has it all trickles down to you.
Yeah.
Because when Dan called me, it's like 11 o'clock. No, I don't. He doesn't. No, that's got to be a hangover. Because he just had that. Hey.
No. Didn't even try to cover it up.
What's the he's? I'm trying to find one of his drunk voicemails.
No,
because he wasn't that bad, but you could tell he was distracted.
Hey, Russ, it's Dan. Seriously, hey, look.
I'm wrong. It didn't sound anything like that.
Thank God. But I was rattled at the time because right before I called you, Russ, Tara had called me back after she had told me she was in a wreck. She called me back and said, this girl's just called 911 saying she's in a major injury accident. And that's when I said, oh, hell no. This is not happening. So that's when I called Russ, got my keys, and said, I got to go take care of this.
Okay. At least you got it handled. Forgot what I was going to say. Is she going to need body work?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't even think we'll need to do any insurance on as far as her car is concerned, because I don't even think we'd come close to the deductible.
Mm. Chloe, who is it you always used when you wrecked the Hummer?
A Paint and Body.
They'll take care of it.
Nice.
They will?
Absolutely, yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think they may charge you, Dan, but I don't think they ever charge Chloe. There's no way Chloe could have afforded body work.
Oh, hell no.
That often.
Oh, you're talking about on the Eagle Hummer?
Yeah.
Oh, the stuff you put that thing through?
Now that was.
How many times did you take that thing in?
Into there, probably at least four times. But somebody, all times wasn't like major.
One time I drove you to pick it up after it was done years ago.
Where else did you take it?
I think that was the only place. And the dealership for regular maintenance.
Oh. Well, you said, I think, four times there. That made it sound like you.
You had a backup place.
Yeah.
If you really needed a place on the down low.
Okay. We got about 4 minutes. You got an email?
Yes, I do. Russ, man, I haven't heard you, as you call it, backsell a song in forever. It was almost like I was listening to the Eagle from the 90s when you did Afternoons. You know, back when the Eagle had a playlist over 12 songs.
I never did Afternoons, but go ahead.
Anyway, you should do that more often. It sounded very cool. Avery.
I got to rethink the way that we come at this show. Because people seem to get more out of the legal IDs and now me telling you what song just played. First of all, I ain't doing it again.
I bet you will. But the only reason is, I think the reason they feel this way, and Alfie, me and Chloe feel the same, we like hearing it because no one really ever does it much anymore, like a live legal ID. But then as far as you backselling a song, I don't know how much that's still done, but they don't ever hear you do it.
Yeah. Oh, it was,
what?
No, yeah. I was like going, wow. I bought the same thing Avery did. I was like, that was
Are you guys
cool.
with me?
No.
Then you got excited because I did it. Alfie just sent me an IM. You pulled the clip?
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. It was cool.
Instead of doing the DJ thing, you're actually just playing with it. You're having fun with it.
All right. And that is new AC/DC on the Eagle.
Yeah.
You guys are morons.
Why?
Because.
Just doing it with attitude and not just coming out song, hey, that's new AC/DC, blah, blah, blah. You know?
Right. Yeah, it wasn't laid back. It was, hey, damn it, this is what that was and this is who we are.
Am I missing something?
Apparently so. That's kind of like a few years ago when we were saying how you almost want it, when you say you work at the Eagle or with the station image, you want to say, we're the Eagle, damn it.
I don't see why you can't.
Mm-hmm.
But we got that better phrase, the mighty Eagle.
Mm.
That sounds big.
Mm-hmm. You just say it, and it sounds like the bird is flexing.
Maybe we should do that with a logo. I mean, an eagle flexing its plex.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that didn't make any sense.
The bird can flex its kegel.
Look who's flexing their kegel. Do TV spots like that. Remember when K-Plex? Look who's flexing their plex.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's just everyone just standing there, just going, just squinting their eyes.
Bent over, showing us, tightening up your ass.
Do the kegel.
We used to have two blow ups. So didn't one of them? The eagle was flexing.
I don't know. I don't give a flying. I'm still stunned. You guys are talking about me referring to a new AC/DC song.
Well, like we said, it doesn't happen that often.
And that is new AC/DC. On the Eagle.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
I do have some quick breaking news. The Dallas County Sheriff's Deputy that was being tested for Ebola is negative for Ebola. So we're happy about that.
Only one deputy went into the apartment?
No, there was more than that, but he was the only one that was showing any sort of flu-like symptoms or any type of symptoms at all. Even though they were told...
I think if I was exposed to it, even though I didn't touch anything and I was safe, paranoia would give me fever. Mm-hmm. And that was probably the first thing that hit him.
Yeah, and that would make sense. And I would think if anyone, to me it would make sense, anyone that went into that apartment without protective clothing, whatever, just go ahead and test them for the hell of it.
And again, whoever ordered them, I guess it was the sheriff.
It was.
Ordered them in. I don't know how you couldn't be possibly liable for that. There was no reason to go in.
No, you're right. Yeah, there wasn't.
Just put the Ebola notice on the door, knock on it, and get the hell out of there.
And there was the gentleman from the Dallas, I don't know if it was a Dallas Sheriff's Association, but a police union for the sheriffs, said there's no reason those guys should have been in there. It was a federal deal. It should have been feds to go in and deliver that order to that, to those people.
I don't know why anybody would have had to go in. Just stand at the front door, and like I said a couple of days ago, go or last week, go Ebola knocking. Put the notice on the door, knock on it, run off. Okay, I need to play this one more time so I can start selling these.
Oh, no.
Just in time for Halloween, Pretty Little Dan Inc. is proud to announce our new line of pleasure devices. Spook up your manhood with our new Dando Weenie. Molded from Dan's own Junkatalia, it's painted orange with a built-in light on the head with reservoir bags for extra candy. Pump it into your favorite dick or treater. Pump it into your own hand. Pump it into your cousin. Everyone loves to pump Ken. Or dress your manhood up like the king of the beasts with 4 10-inch fangs and a 6-foot mane. It's the Dandelion. Now when she says, eat me, you can. When you call, also ask about our Jacko Dando, Dando's Inferno, yeah, and Dando First Blood. All products are previously used and not cleaned or emptied. From PLD Inc.
No.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
334, first check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy, some KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Joe's Crab Shack. Let's get started off in Dallas, northbound 75, just before Haskell. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Woodall Rogers. This one also causing a backup on Woodall back from 35. In Richardson, northbound 75, just before Renner Road, got an accident blocking the HOV and the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Mid Park. In Arlington, northbound 360, right at Abram Street, got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back to Arkansas Lane. And in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, right at Camp Bowie, got an overturned vehicle there. It's kind of blocking the exit ramp, but of course, everyone's an idiot and has to stare at it. They have you backed up in the area. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walmart. Tonight, maybe a few clouds. Overnight low 72, then tomorrow mostly sunny, and we hit a high around 91. Right now it's 90 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Did you look at any of the comments that went along with the story of the Frisco teenager that was arrested for creating that fake Ebola story?
Oh, no, I didn't. I usually try to do that, especially on, well, just any of the local ones.
A lot of them, the comments, I think it was on, where'd you pull the story from?
It was from MyFoxDFW.
Okay. I'm looking at it on Dallas News, but on the Fox website, a lot of them were like, why did they arrest this kid? What are the charges? If you lived in Frisco and you were a parent, because obviously the school district had to contact all the parents that this isn't real.
Right.
And I'm sure some parents kept their kids out of school anyway.
And some did. Yeah, Frisco police arrested a juvenile male from Frisco High School in connection to a picture of a bogus news article that mentions Ebola cases in Frisco. The bogus article, which is made to appear to be from MyFoxDFW.com, was being passed around on social media but was not published by Fox 4. It said it was written by an AP medical scriber, and there could be as much as 6 new victims, and mentioned several schools in Frisco. The image is inaccurate and was likely created using Photoshop. Frisco police said the false article resulted in several concerned parents to call the school district, and some students even remained at home. In a letter to parents, Frisco ISD said, despite false information circulating on social media, there is no indication of a connection between any FISD school and the Dallas patient.
This doesn't, on this story that I'm looking at on Dallas News, it doesn't say this. They caught him because of a second post, but my guess is they did. He made the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then he, I guess this looks like it's on Twitter. I don't know. He posts, "Ha, my fake page actually made the real news."
Oh, you idiot.
And that's probably how they caught him.
And his defense is going to be, I'm sure his attorney's going to do this, he didn't know it was illegal to create a hoax.
Tough titty. That's what I got to say. But yeah. I'm the judge.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That actually is not a, that's not a defense.
And I don't know if they'll do anything. How old is the kid?
They didn't.
It's not worth any money, but Fox 4 could sue him.
They absolutely could. They didn't mention his name. Since they didn't, I'm assuming he's under 18. But it says Frisco High School, so.
Look to see if there's anything else on the Dallas News website. What a tool. No.
What is it? Inciting?
I'm sure there's something in the Texas Penal Code. False alarm, false report, something like, there'll be a charge. I don't know what he'll get for it. Plus the school district, I'm sure they'll take some type of action.
Yes, absolutely. Outside the courtroom, yeah, some sort of detention, suspension, all that kind of good stuff.
Guess who may be a guest of Frisco ISD for another couple of years?
Yeah, we're going to have you take some other classes.
My fake page actually made the real news.
Well, and the weird thing was, too, was I saw the story last week, and Tara, my wife, she had mentioned it to me. She's like, "Hey, there's a story that apparently Ebola in Frisco." I was like, "No, no, no, that's fake." Last night, she showed it to me again. It's like, "No, Ebola's in Frisco." Like, that was a fake story from last week.
It was fake the first time I told you.
Right. But then it turns out, actually, that was the Dallas Sheriff's deputy who is being tested at a Care Now in Frisco.
At a what? Care Now?
Care Now.
Oh. Why would you go to a Care Now if you think you got Ebola?
I don't know if he thought he had Ebola, but he was having symptoms, so he just went there, I guess. That was a story I even saw on Channel 8's website earlier.
We're talking about the same deputy.
Yes.
That was now been cleared. He's got nothing.
Yes.
Okay. I'm still looking to see if...
But that's also part of the problem with all this Ebola crap is... Mm-hmm. Everyone gets on Facebook, they see something, and they assume it's true because someone else posted it, and it says it's from Fox 4 or Channel 8 or whatever. It's like, no, you still have to, it should be your responsibility as just a human not to spread this kind of stuff. Just do a quick search to see if it looks legitimate.
Yeah, because this isn't like spreading, you know, forwarding some email that says, "Hey, I'm going to get $1 million from Microsoft if I get whatever."
Right.
This will actually wig people out. That's why you don't need to look at social media for information.
Mm-mm.
Unless it's a verified source. If you're getting stuff, updates from the Dallas Police Department, Fire Department, Fort Worth, whoever, then you can take it from them.
Sure. But outside of that, there really needs to be some sort of, you know, good old-fashioned human responsibility in play.
Get the f*** out.
I know it's asking too much, but you know what? If I just get 10%. I might not kill myself.
And not knowing that he was, well, they can't find me. They find everybody.
Especially when you post online, "Ha-ha, my fake page made the real news." You idiot.
Well, I don't know what name he was using on Twitter.
Doesn't matter, because once they see it, they can track it and trace it and find you. Yeah, you're going nowhere. "Ha-ha, they can't kill..."
I wish they had video of when the cops walked into the classroom to pick him up.
That's one of those I hope they did do that in the classroom. Because it's one thing to wait until like they're at home with the parents. It sends more of a message. You do it in front of everybody.
You need to. It said they picked him up. I guess it was last Thursday. It didn't say the time.
Ugh. "Ha-ha, I'm cool. No, you're not.
And you know he told some of his friends. That might have been another way that they caught him.
Absolutely.
Look at this. Look what I posted. Then it made the news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually the easiest way to catch any sort of a teenager that's done something they're not supposed to.
They're stupid enough to do it. They're stupid enough to open their mouth.
That's right.
Got to have bragging rights. Yeah, okay. Now you got street cred. Okay. Any more email? You got audio? What do you want to do?
Yeah, I got a quick email. Then I got some audio for you. Hey, boss. First of all, you're not fat. I think when that trainer guy was emailing you, it was because he was referring to your excuses for not going to the gym.
I don't feel good. I'm not looking for excuses. I've been going to the gym on and off for 10 years.
Yeah, you seem to have the eating thing down, but maybe you should hit the gym too. If you want to lose whatever it is you want to lose, you're going to have to work for it.
Thanks for the advice.
Yeah, it's pretty strong from Anthony.
I guess I'll just wait till fall. Till the first cold snap.
Why?
It's got to be just my allergies.
Yeah, but also in the fall, don't you have allergies as well?
I know. First cold snap after that.
Okay.
Yeah, at least it lessens.
Gotcha.
The normal pollen ragweed count for this time of year, I think, is around 300. Oh, how do they rate it? I don't think, is it PPM, parts per million?
Yes, exactly.
Around perfect timing. 300 PPM.
Okay.
Either yesterday or today, it was 3,300 parts per million.
Yeah. I'm going to guess that's on the high end. Actually, serious question, though. The 300 PPM, is that low, high?
This was an allergist that KRLD had on.
Okay.
He said, it's always going to be allergy season in the fall.
Makes sense.
But he said, you know, on an average allergy day in the fall,
okay, so
it's around 300.
Okay, so already the 300's already on the high side. So the 3,300 really just not fair.
Yeah, I think about an eighth of it's in my eyes.
Oh. You have the crusties?
Oh, yeah. They were just like, felt like they were bleeding last night.
Oh, God. Like, just eyes watering? But
just watering. Yeah, I woke up. I just was trying to fall asleep, woke up to eyes just watering. I was like, where's this come from?
I'm looking at the, I just pulled up the interactive pollen calendar for, it's either going to be Dallas or North Texas, regardless. Starting September 15th. Pollen, the ragweed count, or it just says pollen count, was 24. October 8th. 3,852.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
October 7th, the day before, it was 317.
Wow.
It jumped up to almost 4,000 in a day.
God.
Does it say where it came from? Or how was it produced?
Well, we know it was that storm that came through.
Well, first of all, things grow in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not a really hot summer, then the weeds are a little bit stronger. Because a lot of times they'll burn up under heat.
Right.
But it's the guy on KRLD kept asking the expert, well, what causes this? Things grow. Things get in the air. How many different times can I come at you with this?
Yeah.
And in the spring and the fall, it's windy. So anything you're allergic to is airborne.
How does this happen, Earth?
I know it was the same question Chloe asked, but I guess the winds were, what was today, the 9th. I guess the winds were high yesterday. It's got to be something to make it jump up from 317 on the 7th to almost 4,000 on the 8th. All I know is it's bull.
All right, so that was the ragweed, and what was the other one that you said?
This was all pollen.
Pollen.
The numbers represent the total count for tree, grass, and weed were available.
Okay.
Pollen map. We're in they do colors, kind of like weather.
Okay. I'm guessing it's probably like a green, yellow, red.
Yeah. Red being the worst.
Sure.
That's what we got.
Oh, of course. Perfect. Where's the nearest yellow?
For whatever reason, the red circle runs North Texas up to the very right edge of our panhandle, like a sliver of the Texas panhandle on the right.
Okay.
Like it's all centered around North Texas up into, I guess, Norman, Oklahoma, kind of in that range.
The southern Oklahoma area?
Everything else, you'll have to look at the map.
Okay.
Everything else, you don't see high pollen anywhere, just here.
Damn.
where we live.
That is jacked up, man.
That we're looking. This is a U.S. map.
That is wow.
So you live at the worst possible place on the planet, at least in North America, for your allergies.
According to this map, nobody else is in the high zone.
Damn.
Small parts of the country are in the low zone, and the rest of the country, nothing. Not a damn thing.
Let me look at that again.
It's hard to believe. There's got to be some way to clear this out.
And you're right, though, because that the yellow zone and a little bit of the orange covers all, like you said, all of North Texas, but almost all of Oklahoma as well. Going north, you don't get any relief until you start to get into Kansas. And the coastal states look pretty clear.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Midwest.
Probably 30% of the country, according to this map, has any type of pollen. And the worst is right here. This town needs an enema. That's my Jack Nicholson.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. That is so messed up.
I wonder if we've got the highest number of allergy specialists per capita just because, looking at this map, everything lives here.
It would make sense, absolutely. And it also makes sense because I've heard of people that lived somewhere else in one of those green zones moving to the area and saying that they have problems with their allergies, even though they didn't have them wherever they came from.
And I don't know, because I don't know how to go back and check of like 10 years ago.
Right.
Or 20. I just know my allergies have never been this bad. So you'd think with more construction, there would be less places for crap to grow and my allergies would be getting better. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, more concrete, less, yeah.
That map can't be real.
I'd be curious to see what would happen if you went to one of those green areas just for a couple of days just to see what the difference would be and how you would feel. I'd actually say up to a week so you can get a full adjust period to see.
I'm looking on the map, see where I want to go.
All right.
Southern Cal is good.
There you go. Go to a beach.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the only place I'd want to go.
You can go to Disney World.
I like Florida.
Okay, so Disneyland. Do the California thing. You can go to Napa. Go to Napa Valley. You can go on a wine tour. Northern California.
Yeah.
I could see you enjoying that.
Let's see how Nevada looks. I can go to Vegas. Looks like that's all right. Okay.
It'll find you, man.
Actually, this is one of the few problems that you have that won't travel with you. Are you bad, Alfie?
I'm pretty bad right now. My nose has been stopped up for the past couple days. Like Chloe, 2 days ago, my eyes were watering like crazy. The problem is that the pollen can travel. I think earlier in the summer, we were getting a lot of stuff from the hill country that was just blowing into North Texas.
We should get big fans blow it back.
Mm-hmm.
Off.
Yeah. Some of the solar fans point them south.
See, the problem I've got today is I was drowsy when I got up, mm-hmm. and I can't remember if I took my Allegra or not. So I'm afraid to take another one. What happens, Alfie? Do you know?
I've had people take two Allegra on me. It's not a big deal. It's not good.
Take two on you?
Well, like people who I've told, hey, take an Allegra, I'll take a couple, and there's no real terrible sign.
As long as it's not the D.
Exactly.
Because yeah. I'm not taking the D.
Yeah.
All right, then I'm taking another one.
Cool.
Because most time when I'm taking, I take too much of anything, I always F myself up.
Right.
Okay. There's really no forecast on if it's going to get better or worse.
You know why?
Why?
They don't know.
Well, they should. You can look at wind patterns and figure out if something's coming at us or a cold front, anything that generates winds.
Yeah, you would think, but
at least today it's down to 482. Yesterday it was 3852.
Yeah.
And that is all. No. Yeah, most of it's weed. Ragweed.
Mm. What a bitch.
I'm going to close. close it out because it's going to keep pissing me off.
Do you live here?
Let's see where the pollen is worst in the country. Well, me. It really looks like somebody just photoshopped that up just to piss me off. Hurry up. He's probably going to check the pollen count.
Hurry up. Update it. F5. F5.
Put it all right there. Make it the worst right there over Frisco.
All right.
What do you got on hold?
People calling about the pollen thing. One person calling about the Ebola scares. Line one.
What about it?
Just something that she's seen on Facebook.
Yes, Alicia.
Hey, you guys were talking about the Ebola stories on Facebook. Earlier this morning, I was looking at my Facebook, and some girl shared a story about the Ebola patient who had died, and he supposedly popped back up from the dead and attacked the nurse.
Oh, yeah.
And she shared it, asking, "Does anybody know if this is real?" So
where did she get the original story from?
She shared it from somebody else's Facebook, so it's circulating out there.
Okay. But you were smart enough to...
I didn't share it.
Okay.
Somebody had already clarified for her that it wasn't real, and they told her, you need to read the comments. This is satire, because she's done it before, posting satire stories as real.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. What is it, Dan?
Yeah, this actually is not new. It's new that they tied it to the man that just died, but before... It was the Ebola zombies that they were saying were happening in Africa. And the photo that they were using to go along with this story, Alfie,
was from a movie?
Yeah. Where'd it come from?
World War Z.
Yup. So they're not even trying to hide it that much. They're basically, when someone posts this, they're making fun of you by saying, I pulled this from a popular movie, and you're going to believe it still.
Maybe that's why that Frisco student thought he could get away with it.
Maybe.
Oh, they're going to believe it now. I'm going to put Fox 4 at the top of it. There's no way they can find... Oh, phew. Are we late?
Yes.
Let's go.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
405, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over to MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by SiriusXM. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound Spur 408, right at I-20. Got an accident there blocking the center lane. Traffic is backed up back from Grady Niblow. Also in Dallas, westbound 635, right at Marsh. Got an accident blocking the left lane there. Traffic is backed up back from Preston Road. Still in Dallas, northbound 75, just before Haskell. Got an accident there. It's now in the clearing stages. Traffic there is jacked up onto Woodall Rogers back from I-35. Into Richardson, northbound 75, just before Runner Road. Got an accident blocking the HOV and the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from the High 5. And finally, in Arlington, northbound 360, right at Abram Street. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still jacked up back from Arkansas Lane. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 7:25 for a shot to win a pair of pit tickets to Freaker's Ball, plus a four-pack of tickets to the Great State Fair, Texas. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walmart. Tonight, some clouds are possible. Overnight low 72, then tomorrow mostly sunny. We'll hit a high around 91. Right now it's 90, but 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
Alfie, did she call or email you?
She texted me.
How did she have your phone number?
I have no clue.
She didn't say why she wanted my phone number?
She said that she lost her phone, got a new phone, and wanted your contact info again.
Yeah, I think I'd given it to her before. Mayor Price, Fort Worth, Dan.
Okay. Well, she's a mayor. I'm sure she could track down your phone number, Alfie.
I just didn't expect to get a text from the mayor of Fort Worth.
How would she get it?
I'm sure any number of ways.
Well,
FBI for one. I meant she'd
she's
call
just it. The mayor.
Well, I know, but I'm sure she could call up somebody like, hey, you got Alfie Coy's number? She might have had it. One of her staff may have had it from when he had contacted her in the past.
Have you done that in the past, Alfie?
I have, but I don't ever remember if I used my cell phone number with them.
How is it she had your phone number but didn't have mine? Kept yours?
I don't think she
I got a new phone. I lost all my numbers. How'd you call me?
I don't know. But I did verify it was her. I called up her office and talked to her aide, her chief of staff, and they said, yep, it's her.
Well, why didn't you just give it to him then?
Because I don't want to be rude and not text the mayor back.
Oh. Okay.
What's up, baby?
Yeah.
Some emojis?
Hey, hey.
What's up, baby? You fall off a bicycle again?
I did send her a smiley.
Did you ask her if she got a kick or a Snapchat?
Okay. I'm out.
It's video picture messaging.
Oh.
It's all the rage of the kids.
The kick?
Kick and the Snapchat.
It's K-I-K.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah.
I'll see stuff like that. Does that stand for something? It's some kind of messenger app that's either picture or video based. All I know is whenever I see someone that's creeping online, is I'll see those lists of huge creepers of the month. It'll immediately be a guy asking a chick, you got a kick? What about Snapchat or whatever?
Are those the standard too now?
I guess.
How do these things pop up and get so popular so quickly?
Kids. Because it'll start popular with teenagers, and then it'll trickle up to the parents, and the parents see it and go, ooh, I could use this too. And then next thing you know, stuff is blown up.
Yeah, on my phone, I'm way behind, I guess, on apps. Most recent picture app I got is Gorilla Cam.
Ooh. What is
that? I don't even know why I have it. I got Super 8 Cam.
That's cool.
I got Tada 3D.
What is that?
It's 3D. Ta-da.
Oh, okay. Well, silly me.
It's not worth taking the time to tell you. Okay.
But yeah, I think that Snapchat, I think, is the photo messaging app that is supposed to delete or erase the photos shortly after you send them, but people realize that isn't always the case. You can just Google Snapchat photos, and there's all sorts of craziness.
Well, as soon as you see it, all you have to do on a smart iPhone, I don't know with the Androids, is you press the home button and the power button simultaneously, and it'll screen cap the screen.
Yep.
Take a snap of it.
And that's what people do.
Alfie.
Yo.
Text Mayor Price back, picture your weenie.
No.
Not all of it. Just whatever you think the best part is.
No, that's a horrible idea.
What is the best part of your weenie?
I don't know. I mean,
you like the top?
That I could give the mayor the tip.
It's
no.
Send her the tip.
No, I'm not gonna. She'll have me killed or something.
I don't think she will. But you can overact if you want.
No, it's the mayor. It's not like I'm
sending Mayor Price of Fort Worth. It's not Mayor Rollinguini. Rollinguini would have you killed.
Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm sending it to like some reporter or something.
It's a mayor. Use Snapchat or whatever where it disappears. Send her the tip.
No.
Send it in segments so she's got to piece it together.
No.
Yeah, you can use a pick stitch.
What about your boo hole?
No. I'm not sending the mayor any part of my body in picture form.
Rude. Maybe that's why she kept your number. She lost everybody else's number, but still had yours.
Yeah, she doesn't text any one of us.
I don't even have her number.
Mm-mm. I didn't know her number.
Do we have her cell number?
No.
How did she text you?
She texted me, I guess, with her cell phone.
But you didn't have it before then?
No.
Well, you have it now?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I want her phone number then.
I'll give it to you.
She got mine? Text it to me.
All right, well.
Don't add no pictures.
I won't.
Yeah, give
right don't you send me no sneaky chat. You got any more audio you want to get to?
Yes, I do.
All right. Since this is affecting everybody, I guess it's sort of pertinent. Weather.com has a section on allergies, pollen, whatever.
Okay.
Headline, fall allergies getting worse. Why now? And you read through about three quarters of the story and you get down to the end because I'm still waiting for the answer.
Got it.
You get down to like the last two paragraphs. That's the $1 million question. Maybe read the whole thing and they still don't know.
God.
If we knew 100% of why more people are experiencing allergies, we could potentially do some preventative care for people. This is interesting to me. Most experts believe the hygiene hypothesis, the doctor said. It states in summary that in olden times, people got bad diseases and fought them off. Now we vaccinate people, there's indoor plumbing. Once a body's immune system comes out of the womb, it's not being challenged as much. The immune system is essentially getting a bit confused and overreacting to pollen. So I guess the answer is not to take medicine for it. That ain't going to work.
I don't think that's going to work for you. To go the opposite route of what they're saying, this is still the ultimate thing you can do, because this worked for me as a kid. I was allergic to everything, is I got tested and I got the allergy shots.
But that takes years.
So?
I don't have years.
What's 2 years out of the next 40 of your life?
And how many shots a week?
I don't even know.
Well, they stick you?
Yeah, they did, but I'm sure they've advanced it since then. I got a shot once a week for a year.
Well, that's not bad. How big were the needles?
I don't even remember.
Alfie, do you know?
I want to say Dr. Gross said that it was 2 shots a week if you do like the fast plan for 20 weeks maybe.
I didn't know it was that fast.
He said he can get it done to where they just load you up real quick, but have you kind of on watch the entire time, make sure there's no...
adverse.
Exactly.
Yeah, they do the fast track for the 20 weeks, whatever, you get 2 a week, and then after that first initial period, then you go on a maintenance thing and you get a shot like every month or something.
Exactly, for a year or so.
So these shots desensitize you to the allergens.
Exactly.
Well, why don't I just go live in a chickweed patch?
That's a little too much for your body to do.
Obviously, that's something I need to look into. Why don't you call him during the next break, Alfie? See, he won't come on.
Sure enough.
Thank you, bro.
And yes, if you're curious, he did do his hand like a fist.
Good.
To answer your audio question, cut 5.
Got it.
This is a man named Corey. He was on The Price is Right recently, and he made one of the worst bids in the show's history.
I saw this on CNN today.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty popular.
It's not that funny.
It's a hammock.
He's still an idiot.
Yeah.
Hey, how about a final prize to bid on, George?
Well, Drew, kick back and relax
in a new hammock. Just
who is this new announcer?
I don't know, and he's bad. He's high pitched, and yeah,
it's almost as bad as Jimmy Fallon's announcer.
I haven't watched him enough to even pay attention to it.
He's an older guy. Okay. Sort of looks like Rip Torn from the Larry Sanders days.
Mm-hmm.
But his voice is kind of like this. Been at the beginning of the show.
Okay.
And his guest tonight. That's the best you can. Ed McMahon. I can't even think of who Jay Leno had. But there's got to be somebody. Unless this guy is just a great sidekick. But you very seldom see him. It's not like he ever gets to sit on the couch like Ed McMahon did. You could stand over there. You the Hank Kingsley. That way.
There you go.
Hey, how about a final prize to bid on, George?
Well, Drew, kick back and relax
in a new hammock.
Just sit back and relax in this plush hammock, which features a signature stand that's crafted from southern cypress.
Thank you very much. Sony, what do you bid?
$750.
Good luck. Mary Sue.
Hi. $1,200, please.
$1,200. Aaron.
$755.
And Corey.
$7,000.
Who was that repeated it to him? Was the chick next to him?
Yeah, the chick next to him. She's like, what? Man, you crazy.
Yeah, it's bad when other contestants go.
$100. Aaron.
$755.
And Corey.
$7,000.
Actual retail price. $880. Come on up here, Aaron. $880.
Now, the chick on CNN that made a comment on this, she said, okay, the guy's defense. When was the last time you really priced a hammock?
She's right. I've never done it. But I do know, because when I saw the video, I saw the hammock, and I tried to play along. I wouldn't have thought it'd be as high as $880. I mean, yeah, it's on a nice frame. And it's its own stand. But no. Looking at that thing, I think the highest my bid would have been would like $650.
Claude, what's the name of that sporting place that's right next to the Guitar Center in North Dallas?
REI?
Yeah, they sell hammocks.
Oh, they got crazy hammocks. They got the kind of hammocks that you can sleep in if you're dangling over the Himalayas.
I saw that story last week. I didn't I just chunked that.
I couldn't even look at the photos. I just.
They had. Did you see it, Chloe?
I didn't
see it.
Hammocks
strung out over canyons, like the Grand Canyon, where you just sleep in the middle.
Yeah, but I've seen it before. No. Oh, no.
Yeah, it looks like they're hanging from a suspended cable or rope from one side of a mountain over to another piece, and then they just buckle their sleep hammock to it. And there's like three people in this photo just like, all right, we're sleeping now. Mm-mm, not happening.
Yeah, they got on REI some, they look like upper-end hammocks for like $80.
Is it the relaxing-looking kind, or is it the...
That's the one that looks painful.
There's a relaxing hammock, and then there's the death-defying hammock like in the photo that we saw last week.
They have that one where it's the ropes are extended quite a ways.
Okay.
That's called the expedition hammock.
I want the relaxing in the backyard hammock. The one where it's not recommended to suspend more than 2 feet off the ground.
$800. Yeah. You can get a tough shed for $800.
Mm-hmm. A couple of them probably. And stuff to put in the tough shed.
Obviously the brother don't shop for hammocks that often. $7,000, Bob.
Man, you're wrong on both accounts.
Now give me the money, Monty.
You're in the wrong room.
Okay. Got anything else?
Yeah, this
you got anything quick?
Yeah, this is quick. This is also extremely random. Cut number six, John Bon Jovi's first professional recording gig was on a Star Wars Christmas album released in 1980. I'll let you just hear the wonderment.
Why is this making the round?
I don't know. It just is.
Okay.
We look up at the winter star. We know that's where you are. Our chimney's big and round, so you can come right down. And if our wish comes true, we'll spend Christmas Eve with you. Our hearts will sing with glee as we decorate the Christmas.
Why is this considered a Star Wars Christmas?
Because they just said, R2-D2, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh.
As we decorate the Christmas tree, R2-D2, we wish you a Merry Christmas. R2-D2, we love you, it's true.
Having
what
listened...
about Landau? They say anything about him?
Oh, Lando?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he had a track on there.
That song about Billy D. Williams.
When listening to this, it was one of those. I knew that Star Wars was pretty much pervasive in all forms of media, merchandising, whatever. But you kind of forget how much it really was. And then you like a Christmas album, as much Avengers or Iron Man, Spider-Man, Batman stuff. There has not been a Spider-Man Christmas album. Or a Marvel's Avengers Easter hunt or something.
No, there really hasn't been any big, let's just say movie-related, any big fad that has just totally taken over the country.
Right.
And since, I would say, the 89 Batman. Because the build-up to that, that was probably bigger than the 66 Batman TV series as far as mania.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, because all the toys, I know, because I got them for Christmas. And I even remember back in the 80s, I had my, was it the C-3POs, the cereal? That's pervasive.
Did you have C-3PO jammies?
Yeah.
They still fit? I'm sorry, man.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:34, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you. Our single traffic brought to you by Supercuts. A whole lot going on. Most of it's in Dallas. We'll start off there. Southbound Spur 408 right at I-20. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Keyst. Also in Dallas, eastbound I-20 just before J.J. Lemon got an accident blocking everything but the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from I-35. Still in Dallas, westbound I-30 right at Loop 12. Walton Walker got an accident blocking the center lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Westmoreland. Last one in Dallas, westbound 635, right at Marsh, got an accident there. It's blocking the left lane. That has traffic backed up back from Hillcrest. And finally, in Richardson, northbound 75, just before Runner Road, that accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still jacked up back from the High 5. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather. It's brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group. Tonight, some clouds in the sky. 72 for an overnight low. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny. A high of 91. Right now, it's 90 at 97.1 the Eagle.
Hey, baby. Want to take a gander at some Adam West penis?
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
Alfie, what's the guy on line three on?
She's calling about her allergies in comparison to the old state she lived in.
Oh, Alex. A chick?
Yep.
All right. Yes, Alex?
Hi. I wanted to weigh in on the allergy thing because I'm actually from San Diego and I moved to Texas about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I moved here 4 years ago.
Hey, can you hang on? Hang on just a second. Dan, look up at the CBS 11. Look at that outfit that, what's that? What's her name?
Oh, Dombeck?
Yes.
Oh, wow. All right. Yeah.
I don't know. It's, that's got to be a hose job. Somebody must have, I dare you wear this.
No. I've seen dresses like that.
It's
that,
like, that? It's like the Star Trek, The Next Generation tops.
Yeah.
Where the sides were blackened in and kind of bevied in. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
To make you look more triangular.
Yes.
That's what she's wearing. The black goes in right underneath her boobs and comes out right at her hips.
Yeah. She managed to find one pattern that simultaneously makes her boobs look bigger and waist look smaller.
Yeah. If she was standing in front of a back black ground, that would be look funny.
That's been a huge trend for the past, like, year or two.
Well, what is that called?
Just a silhouette shaping or a silhouette helping dress.
I'd like to know where she shops. It's got to be someplace like Canton or Trader's Village.
No.
You don't buy stuff like that at, like, Neiman's.
Oh, sure you do. Alfie's not. Alfie knows. Alfie, if anyone
Hang
knows
on,
women's
I got this
fashion.
Chick still on hold. Sorry, Alex. What do you want?
It's okay. I'm from San Diego, and I wanted to give a little personal insight onto the allergy thing.
Okay.
I moved here about 4 years ago. I live in Arlington, and
I always liked the name Alex for a chick.
Yeah, Alexandria or Alexandra.
Yeah. Plus, when you're banging them, feel like you're banging a guy. Oh, Alex.
And I never had any issues before.
What?
I was an athlete.
You're
so,
odd.
You know, I would go for runs, and I would try to go for runs here, and I
maybe I'm trying to come out.
I don't think you're trying.
I would almost be passing out, feeling like I had an asthma attack. So I went to the doctor.
That's too bad. Okay. Alfie, did you try calling Dr. Gross?
Yes, I did. He's out for the rest of the day. I left a message to help.
How can he be out? You got a pollen count that's almost around 4,000. Where's he out to?
They didn't say where.
Man, I got to get out of this state.
It's one of the few doctors like, all right, the middle of my busy season. It's like my dad always said, best to leave him wanting more.
Because I'm going to guess some people with really bad allergies, this could be almost an emergency.
I would imagine. But hopefully, if they've got, if allergies are that severe, hopefully they're already taking, you know, steps to avoid an emergency.
It scares me to think what my allergies would be, how I'd be reacting now had he not put me on that steroid nose spray months ago.
Yeah.
I still have the drained feeling from the allergies, but I haven't been congested. I haven't lost my voice since I started on the nose spray.
And that's honestly one of the biggest things for you. I don't know how much, because I remember years ago what would happen is your allergies would hit and you'd have the drainage and you'd lose your voice and you couldn't work for it at least, you know, might be a couple of days.
Yeah, I'd have to get a, what is it? Not cortisol. Cortisone?
Mm-hmm.
Get one of those shots just to open me up and sort of get me going. Okay.
Alfie, when was it that Dr. Gross first came in?
That was almost 2 years ago, I think.
It was not.
I think at least a year and a half.
No.
Year?
It's earlier this year. Wasn't 2 years ago. How many meds are you taking right now?
Just on the Allegra.
What's today?
Today is October 9th.
What's the day?
Thursday.
Year?
2014.
He could have practiced that.
Spell ubiquitous.
U-B-I.
You be lying. Do you feel a little loopy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
I know it was longer than a year.
It was a year where they brought in Vance and Coy.
Oh, no.
Okay. You got more audio? You want to start news?
Yeah, let's start news.
Okay. All right, 441. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Thursday.
I don't know why I do that. Every time I cut one of those Dando spots, I sound like the voice in the spot.
Still in that roar.
Because you have to get into the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to make it sound sexy. Just in time for Halloween, Pretty Little Dan Inc. is proud to announce our new line of pleasure devices. Spook up your manhood with our new Dando Weenie. Molded from Dan's own junketalia, it's painted orange with a built-in light on the head with reservoir bags for extra candy. Pump it into your favorite trick-or-treater. Yeah. Pump it into your own hand. Pump it into your cousin. Everyone loves to pump Ken. Or dress your manhood up like the king of the beasts with 4 10-inch fangs and a 6-foot mane. It's the Dandelion. Now when she says, eat me, you can. When you call, also ask about our Jacko Dando, Dando's Inferno, and Dando First Blood. All products are previously used and not cleaned or emptied. From PLD Inc.
I'm sorry, it still gets me the Dando First Blood. I don't want it to, but I give credit.
That's the only part you like? You didn't like the Dandelion?
Yeah.
As eat me, you can. When you call, also ask about our Jacko Dando, Dando's Inferno, and Dando First Blood. All products are previously used and not cleaned or emptied. From PLD Inc. What?
That's so gross.
Thank you. All right. 443. Dan O'Malley, Super News.
Thank you. Today's Thursday, October 9th, 2014. Birthdays today. Brandon Routh is 35. He played Superman in the Superman movie that sucked. Zachary Ty.
Hang on. Is that the one before the latest relaunch?
Yes. Yeah, this is the one that had Kevin Spacey as Lex Luthor, which is the best part of that movie.
I'm not sure. I think that version of Superman wasn't identical, but almost, to the first Superman with Christopher Reeve. A good portion of the storyline.
When he
and a lot of the dialogue. Am I right, Alvin?
Yeah, it was supposed to be, I think, between Superman 2 and 3.
I don't remember. What was the last Christopher Reeve Superman?
Superman 3.
Is that the one with Richard Pryor?
I think so.
Is that the one with the sun dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
What sun dude?
His enemy was from the sun or something.
Son of who?
The actual son.
Of?
Some blonde guy.
Some blonde?
or sunglasses.
How did the last, latest Superman, A Man of Steel, do?
It did really well.
I wonder what the big difference was.
One of the big thing, at least for me, the previous Superman of the new ones, it picks up in the middle of something and he's coming back and he's trying to hook back up with Lois Lane. It's just, I'd rather just, if you're going to do a new one, let's start at the beginning and let's start anew. Kind of like how Man of Steel did.
It's been, I think it's probably 10 years since I've watched it, using Alfie's calendar.
Yeah.
I forget when it came out. It's been a while since I watched. I forgot how it started out. Did they start like the first Christopher Reeve Superman?
I don't remember how that one started.
That started with him being a baby. And no. Marlon Brando decided to shoot him into space.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That's right. Yeah.
You know what would happen if CPS had a walked in when they were, what are you doing? I'm shooting my kid into space.
What?
you give me that baby.
Step
I
away.
I can't. I have to shoot him into space.
Step away from the pod. Yeah. No, the Superman Returns movie did not start out like that.
Okay. It's funny if you just think about things of
kicking in the door.
Yeah. What are you doing? I'm sending him into outer space.
Mm-hmm.
Say it again.
What? No, I'm not doing Brando again. Blow me.
You are right, though, because there was actually some people that had the, when Man of Steel came out, the alternate viewpoint. Instead of on the side of Superman's dad, whatever his name was, you have...
Jor-El.
Yeah, Jor-El, thank you. You have General Zod. And people are saying, actually, if you look at it from a certain way, General Zod was probably correct.
In what?
In the fact that he was actually trying, early on in the movie, he was trying to save their species, and Jor-El made that impossible.
Why?
Basically, people were saying that Jor-El was wrong and General Zod was right to be doing what he was doing in the first part of the movie.
Wasn't Krypton blown up anyway?
It was, but Zod...
Well, that wasn't Jor-El's fault.
No, but Jor-El was taking the one thing away from General Zod that could have saved their species.
Which was what?
The Codex stuff.
It was taking over Earth, right?
Talking about the land camera?
Land? Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Why would somebody from the future be using Kodak cameras?
It was Throwback Thursday.
Like a 110? Or...
Shut up!
With a flash cube?
No.
Actually, I'm wrong. It was a Polaroid land camera.
Still, it worked.
Go ahead.
Other birthdays today. From Home Improvement, Zachary Ty Bryan. He was the tall blonde one. He turns 33 today.
Nick tall blonde what?
Son, Tim Allen's son on Home Improvement.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah. Comedian Nick Swardson, 38. Steve Burns, the original host of Blue's Clues, turns 41. Director Guillermo del Toro turns 50. John O'Hurley is 60. And Scott Bakula turns 60 as well. Tony Shalhoub, the actor, is 61. And Sharon Osbourne is 62 today. The woman hosting Thomas Eric Duncan before he was diagnosed with Ebola said she's angry his son couldn't visit him before he died. Louise Trow, Duncan's fiance, released a statement that said she trusts a thorough examination will take place into Duncan's care. Duncan died Wednesday at Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas.
I don't think there's not going to be an autopsy. Is that what she's talking about?
She's talking about
an investigation into his care.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Trow said the family is in deep sadness and grief, but she says her immediate concern is dealing with the sorrow and anger that Duncan's son couldn't visit him shortly before he died. The 19-year-old attends college in San Angelo and last saw his father when he was about 3 years old. Duncan remains contagious even after his death. His body will be wrapped in a triple layer of plastic and leak-proof bags, and the bags will be sprayed with disinfectant. He will be cremated after that, and then his remains will be returned to his family.
I'm not trying to be cruel, but I don't even think I'd want the remains. I know it's safe, just the body being sprayed, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess a cremation.
Yeah, I mean, it's burn up anything that would be in there. So
I got it. Okay.
The parents of a Wake County high school student are outraged. I've got audio that goes with this, by the way. We'll probably start with cut eight here in a second.
Okay.
The parents of a Wake County high school student are outraged that police pepper sprayed him inside their home after a neighbor mistook him for an intruder. It happened Monday afternoon.
How did that happen?
Ricky and Stacy Tyler have fostered 18-year-old Deshaun Curry for about a year. The Tylers, their three young children, and Deshaun moved to Fuquay Varina, which is in North Carolina, in July. They said while they're still getting to know their neighbors, it's hurtful. Someone would assume Deshaun was a burglar just for going about his normal routine of walking home after school. The Tylers are white. Deshaun is black.
Okay.
Cut eight. This is Deshaun.
I know this is where I belong. It was like, put your hands on the door. I was like, for what? I was like, this is my house. I was
You don't match none of the pictures in the house.
Do you read this already?
No.
That's what the cops basically said.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Deshaun even mentions it.
Why are y'all in here? All I hear was sprayed me from the back of my neck on up to my eyes. I'm feeling, you know, comfortable, and, you know, I didn't move in my room, and, you know, I'm feeling like I'm loved. And then when they come in and then just to, like, profile me and say that I'm not who I am and that I do not stay here because there was white kids on the wall, that really made me mad.
He means pictures.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there weren't actual white
people
kids
on the wall.
Yeah.
That's jacked up for another reason. You got somebody that now has this white family convinced him, hey, not all white people are bad. And then they come spray me in my house.
Yeah, that part's bad.
Well, all of it's bad, but that's just another element to this that makes it even worse.
Yeah. Stacy Tyler left the side door to their home unlocked Monday for Deshaun, who was coming home early from school. Police said when a neighbor saw Deshaun walk in, they called 911 to report a break-in. Soon, three officers were inside the house, all to Deshaun's surprise. Now, by the time Stacy came home, this is the mom, EMS were treating Deshaun in the driveway. She cleared up the confusion with the officers in Cut 9. This is Stacy and Ricky talking about how their family was affected by all of
this. He's my baby boy just as much as my other three children are. My five-year-old last night, she looked at me, she said, "Mama, I don't understand why they hated our brother and they had to come in and hurt him."
Everything that we've worked so hard for in the past years was stripped away yesterday in just a matter of moments.
I don't know if it was stripped away, but there's just another incident where you understand why black people don't trust police.
It's important to note this is not all the police fault. They responded to an emergency call. So if you want to be mad about someone for profiling this kid, be mad at the neighbor that called 911. Let's start there.
Do you know how old is Deshaun?
He is 18.
Okay, so he had to have a driver's license. Why didn't the cops ask for some ID?
We don't know if he has a driver's license. We're assuming.
He's going to have school. He's going to have something on him that says, "I live here," or he's got to have something.
I get that, sure.
So why didn't they ask for that?
Maybe they did at some point after they pepper sprayed him. But as far as they knew, they had an immediate break-in. They were going in, responding to that call. They go in. They see a man in the house.
They see a black man in the house.
That fit the description the neighbor gave.
Okay, you're right.
I mean, it sucks the fact that, yes, he is black, and that is an issue. I would like to think, however, I'm hoping that if the neighbor saw a white person walk into that house, into a side door, that they might still call 911.
I'm
more than likely
I'm blaming
they wouldn't.
Both the neighbor and the cops. Still mostly the cops, because the neighbor just calls 911. The cops are supposed to investigate. Because he's a black kid in a white house doesn't mean he doesn't belong there.
Well, the other thing, and this is what the police are saying, they released a statement.
Let's flip-flop it. Let's say you walked into a black neighborhood and there was a white guy in the house. You think the police are going to pepper spray him immediately?
I don't know.
I'm sure there'd be some questions like, "Are you lost?
Do you need help? Blink."
Yeah, blink. "Are they in the house?"
Mm-hmm. The police released a statement Monday saying officers responded to a report of a suspicious criminal activity at the Tyler's home. Officers said Deshaun became threatening and belligerent when he would not follow the officer's instructions. They pepper sprayed him. That's one of those, and this is where I'm with you. In that situation, the guy looks completely surprised. He's coherent. He's asking you, "What are you doing? Why are you in my house?" And you're screaming instructions and he doesn't respond to them, but he's not making any sort of
threatening moves.
Yeah, that's where it seems like, okay, maybe you don't pepper spray immediately. Maybe you don't tackle immediately. Maybe you just move back a little bit and say, "Let's talk about this. Have a seat," or something.
"Can we cuff you while we talk to you?"
Right.
So, again, all of us stay safe.
But the officers are responding. They see the guy. Maybe they just immediately tackled him. And as they're trying to restrain him, he's trying to tell them, "No, I live here. I live here."
Are there any more cuts?
No.
Okay. Because Deshaun doesn't really go into detail. He just says, "They come in and I get pepper sprayed."
Yeah.
He didn't say, "They asked me to sit down," whatever. Yeah, that's, what was it? I'm going to say the name of the bank. Well, you remember the bank from seven, eight years ago? I can't remember. One black guy went in for a car loan.
Yeah, and the ladies started freaking out.
Somebody called 911 thinking they were getting robbed.
That's right.
Oh, my God, yeah.
We don't have time to look through your hard drive during the break, see if you can find it. I have no idea what I called. I did a 911 call.
Okay.
I have no idea what I called it. Only been 10 years ago. How many files could there be on their hard drive?
Really? Oh, my God.
Especially, you know, how as bad as I am about labeling.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a couple of words to use as a search off the air.
Okay.
Oh, no.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
503, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Supercuts. Traffic blows right now, and it's pretty much all in Dallas. We'll start off there. Eastbound I-20 just before J.J. Lemon got an accident there, blocking everything but the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from I-35. Also in Dallas, westbound I-30, right at Loop 12, Walton Walker got an accident blocking the center lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Fort Worth Avenue. Still in Dallas, eastbound I-30, right at Ferguson, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the Mixmaster, about a half-hour delay to those last two. Still in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at Mockingbird, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Manana. And finally in Dallas, westbound 635, right at Marsh, that accident there is now in the clearing stages. Traffic is still backed up back from around the high 5. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Tonight, overnight low 72, tomorrow sunny, and a high around 91. Right now it's 90 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
What do you got, Alfie?
I have people calling about the Deshaun kid.
Okay. Line one is a cop?
Yes, he is.
Yes, Greg.
Hello.
Yep.
Basically just talking about what you're talking about, the audio that you played of the kid, the officers got there, they gave him instructions regardless of his color, they gave him instructions as to what they knew, what they were responding to. And he himself admitted in the audio that he was, asking why I live here. He was giving up a sort of resistance. So, that's the problem these days is people think that they're entitled, to a courtroom hearing on scene, which is, which causes things like this to happen. So if he would have listened and gone along with the officer's instructions, then he wouldn't have been pepper sprayed, ultimately.
I get it. And I've always said this. It's not my job to second guess law enforcement, but there are times... Like we played audio, I think it was Tuesday, of a family that got stopped. They weren't following commands, but they weren't really being combative, and the cops busted out the passenger window. At times, it just seems like it's excessive.
Right. There are options, and it all boils down to, the policy of each department, what their policy and their escalation of force is. A lot of people were making comments on that one about, though they could have waited them out, different things like that. Well, we can't always do that. Sometimes we've got, 100 things lined up to go to still.
I understand, but Dan brought this up in the light of everything going on in Ferguson. You got white cops. You got black people in a car. Maybe you try something you haven't tried before, and maybe let's just wait. Hey, you don't get out of the car? You guys aren't going anywhere. We're going to be over here. You let me know when you want to get out.
Right. I'm ultimately open to options like that. I do it every day. And, especially now that we're even more scrutinized, doing our daily duties, we're in the public eye, even more and more. So, I'm definitely, give those options and try to calm situations down before, using any type of escalation of force or any type of stuff like that.
All right. Thank you, boss. All right. You find the audio?
Yes. It's on your flash. Transferred over.
Oh, I see it. People in the bank.
Yeah.
And they overreacted. That was racial. I think it was a car loan. A black guy went into a bank. I think it was Plano, someplace in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And he had been in there for a while. They already had his information. He was applying for some type of loan. And one of the tellers called 911. They still couldn't figure out, they don't get a lot of black clientele. But none of it made any sense. And then we have this 911 call. Go along with it.
Police emergency 911. What's your emergency?
We have Negroes in the bank.
Ma'am?
Negro. We have Negroes in the bank.
Ma'am, speak up. I can't hear you.
I can't. They have super hearing. We have two of the colored black Negro men in the bank. and send someone. Ma'am, I don't understand. Do they have guns? I read somewhere that they're born with them. Ma'am, we don't send the police out just because you're a racist. Black people don't rob banks any more than... Are you crazy? We got in the bank. Oh, my God. Run! 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 We got in the bank! Run! Run! Police! Say FEMA! Get somebody! Help! We got in the bank! Oh, my God! I can't see the reflections in the mirrors. Oh! Vampire! Oh! And I'm on my period! Oh, run!
I'm not sure, but I think I cut that one at the house.
I would hope so.
Because I think you... What? I didn't use the N-word.
Well, I'm just saying, just all the screaming and everything. And,
well, I could have done it in a studio, but I think that one was at the house because if you listen closely, you can hear the dogs.
Oh, I just... I was
when I start screaming.
Okay, I heard the echo.
They're born with them. Ma'am, we don't send the police out just because you're a racist. Black people don't rob banks any more than... Are you crazy? We got in the bank. Oh, my God, run! 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 We got in the bank! Run! 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 Police! Say FEMA! Get somebody! Help! We got in the bank! Oh, my God! I can't see...
Hear that?
Yeah.
I think that was Abby.
I was going to say, that sounds like Abby. Look, she's your own little first responder. That or she's just telling you to shut up. She's sleeping.
This bit is stupid.
Shut
never,
up.
Never wake me up again for one of your stupid bits. Okay.
How can I help, Daddy?
Where? Where?
Yeah. What? God, that's better than squirrels. Where are they?
All right.
That's actually one of my favorite 911 calls that you ever did is because it was actually, while it was a silly 911 call... It really spoke a lot. It's like a biting social parody.
What is it?
Of idiot racist. Oh, my God, a black man's in the bank. Clearly, he's here to rob us. No, he's not. He's here for a loan, you idiot.
Been there, I think. The story was like, for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And like I already mentioned, they already had his information. She could have walked over to somebody and went, are we being robbed? Why would you ask that? Look at him. I can't see his reflection in the mirror. Don't give him any money. That's Mama Waldy. That's Blackula.
Mama Waldy.
I'm surprised I remembered his name. That character's good. Name from Blackula.
That's good.
They call me Mama Waldy.
I will never forget it.
I forgot what I was going to say. All right. Damn it. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Anyone who bought a Red Bull energy drink over the past 12 years may be in line for cash or a freebie. The company settled a class action lawsuit and agreed to pay $13 million to consumers.
Hold on. Alfie, this is still about the kid that was pepper sprayed in his own house?
Yes, that one.
Go ahead, Philip.
Hey, boss. I appreciate all that you do for police and fire, but that police officer that just called in is absolutely wrong. They don't have any other right more than a federal agent does, and that's to uphold our constitutional rights. And for him to be in his house, and he's claiming it's up to each department on their escalation process, that's absolutely bogus. And I'm just tired of the police state.
What if the kid hadn't been supposed to have been in the house?
Well, then the police need to do their job. I mean,
until they figure out if he really lives there or not, they still have to. It's like the cop said. I forget what his name was. He said they have to treat everybody in the house as criminals so nobody gets shot.
No, I get that, but what happened to you're innocent until proven guilty?
Well, he still wasn't arrested. You want to take this one, Dan?
Just for a second. The problem is that the officer actually addressed that. He said everyone feels entitled in these days, and they feel like they should be in a courtroom and when they're dealing with police officers in the middle of an incident. The courtroom comes later. You're dealing with an incident in the moment.
So that's where I'm getting at is that you're saying that we're guilty until proven innocent.
You're a sucker.
Well, now actually, the cop did say. All right, thanks. The cop did say that we got to treat everybody like a criminal.
Yes.
When we get there.
Yeah.
Which I understand. You don't want to police. It just worked out this time. The kid was supposed to be in the house, but if you just took him at his word, and went, "Oh, you're supposed to be here," by or right. you turn your back, you might get shot.
Mm-hmm. The problem is what this guy was saying. He's twisting the scenario a little bit. He's saying, so we're guilty as soon as they see us. No, you're a suspect. There's a huge difference. As a suspect, you're going to get tasered. You're going to get pepper sprayed. If you're guilty, that's a completely different scenario in a completely different room.
I wonder why the parents hadn't given, what was the kid's name, Deshaun?
Yes.
Well, they didn't give him a key. You said in the story they left the side door open for him.
Yeah, maybe they just didn't give any keys to their children. I don't know. I'm with you. That part does seem kind of odd. But
had he had a key, this is all hindsight, but had he had a key, he could have held it. See this key? I opened the door with this key.
Maybe.
Do you have one of these? Right now, you guys are the intruders.
Well, here's the other thing.
Give me that pepper spray.
We're assuming that he didn't have a key because the mom said she left the side door unlocked. She could have meant she left the side door not bolted, so he could have had a key to undo the outdoor lock.
And we don't know how long of a buildup it was before he got pepper sprayed.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they were wrong. It just, I'm going to stop second guessing cops. There's Tammy Donbeck with that stupid outfit.
Along I-35 stairways, just before your exit to Mockingbird, if you've got to catch a flight out of Dallas left field, take the tollway instead.
Her voice got higher pitched. She sounds like she's reading off traffic to a kid at bedtime.
Your shoulder, but we're still very heavy in those southbound lanes of I-35 stairways as you approach that exit towards Mockingbird.
Very heavy. Not quite as heavy as my monstrous yams.
I should start reading news like that.
You do it, I'm going to shoot you in the mouth.
Anyone who bought a Red Bull energy drink over the past 12 years...
Now you sound like that chick from Good Day on Fox 4. Perfect,
I'm nailing it. May be in line for
credit,
cash, or a freebie. It actually kind of makes me sick I can do it.
Why? I mean, why do you get the free cash?
The company settled a class action lawsuit and agreed to pay $13 million to consumers. The suit said Red Bull made false claims about the product. Drinkers thought the slogan Red Bull gives you wings was misleading, saying the company's benefits of increased performance, improved concentration, and reaction speed misrepresented the functionality and safety of the beverage.
Well, if you're all wired, you're probably going to have that stuff.
I think they tried saying that, but they didn't have any, analysis to back it up, any research. I don't know.
You've got, let's see, Red Bull, that would go through the FDA. It's not like a... different supplements that don't have to, they're not regulated by the FDA. They can make all kind of claims.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like the creams that you get, this will make your penis bigger.
Ooh.
Chances are the FDA didn't look at that.
No.
I got a tube of that from New Fine Arts. I haven't tried it yet. I probably should.
And that stuff's based on, you know, it's herbal stuff as opposed to medical grade. Medical grade, it's definitely going through the FDA.
So I wonder why Red Bull gets nailed on this and herbal companies don't.
Because Red Bull is not using any herbs. It's using vitamins, caffeine, things that already come in other drinks.
Also, the things that don't go through the FDA, I think the fine print on each bottle says this has not been determined medically.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Right. Okay.
Consumers who bought a Red Bull between January 1st of 2002 and October 3rd of this year can get $10 cash or $15 in Red Bull products. To submit a claim, just go to energydrinksettlement.com/claim.
Do you have to have a receipt?
I don't know.
What's the domain?
energydrinksettlement.com/claim.
Yes, that's what I meant. Can you take me there? Did you mean? there it is. You're going to have... And again, who's going to keep a receipt for a Red Bull?
Let alone one from 12 years ago.
Why just 12 years? Is that as long as Red Bull's been around?
I guess so.
Everybody off the internet. The site won't load. I had to get that out. Mm-mm. Well, the site's locked up.
Well, I know Chloe and Alfie got their settlement claim.
Did you have to give a receipt?
Well, no.
Alfie just called up Red Bull and asked for a new fridge.
Did you?
Yeah, they hooked it up.
You got a new fridge?
Yeah, because our old Red Bull fridge broke. And so I just tweeted at them a couple weeks ago, and they said, yeah, sure, we'll hook you up with a new fridge.
They bring it?
Yeah.
Okay, what did you get, Chloe?
Six cases. Red Bull.
Seriously?
Yes.
Through this refund thingy?
No, this is just them acting on their own. That actually had nothing to do with the settlement claim. I was just tying the two together.
Oh.
It was my way of telling on them.
Did you get sugar-free?
We did.
Yes, sir.
Where are they?
They're in the fridge cooling down. Would you like one?
Yes, I would.
I'll go grab you one.
This site, site's not going to load. I'm just wondering how they're going to do this.
As far as I could tell with the settlement thing, you don't have to have any sort of receipt. You just have to fill out the form, and anyone who fills out the form before a certain cutoff date gets it.
You get what? A dollar?
Either the $10 cash or the $15 worth of product.
I wonder how they know. Hang on, let me think this through.
Okay. I'm
trying to think how many names I can use to actually cash a check.
Different combos. And
well, I mean, you know, there are people that are going to submit several claims.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a way that they... I really wish this website would come up. Got to be a way that they validate, I'm missing my $10. All right, screw it, I don't care.
No, you still got some bread. Look at it later when it's calmed down.
Okay.
Be exciting. Austin police say a man who saw a person jump into a pizza delivery driver's vehicle left running outside the restaurant faces a manslaughter charge in the alleged thief's death after giving chase. Police said 32-year-old Joseph Mobley was at a Domino's on Monday night when he saw the vehicle being taken and gave chase in his own vehicle with his family as passengers. When the alleged thief abandoned the vehicle, Mobley chased him on foot and a violent confrontation ensued. An autopsy ruled the death a homicide, but police would not give details other than to say no weapons were believed to be involved. Mobley was being held on Wednesday in Travis County Jail with bail set at $60,000.
He's not protected under some type of Good Samaritan law?
I guess not. I guess because since he pursued... The guy who stole the car and then pursued him again on foot.
Maybe he was just trying to see where the guy was going and the guy turned around.
That's kind of my thing. I think you can use sort of, there's a defense to be had here, especially since one of them's dead.
And why wouldn't the owner of the car be partially responsible? He left it running.
Oh, man. That's why I was really surprised when I saw this. It's like, here's someone who's trying to help. Trying to police his own community a little bit. The guy dies, but you're going to blame the guy that chased him?
And the DA in that county decided this needed to go before the grand jury.
That's Travis County. Yeah, that's Austin. I mean, that is odd. Because if you think about it, had it been a police officer, witnesses a crime, pursues, the suspect ends up dead, the police officer's not automatically arrested. He goes through the process and grand jury and all that kind of stuff. An investigation, it happens.
Possibly they feel like, I'm not... We're second-guessing cops again. Never mind.
No, I'm second-guessing the DA.
Okay.
That's different. 21-year-old Adele Ziegler of Buffalo, New York, was arrested in November of 2012 after he and a friend set a Jack Russell Terrier on fire. The dog was disfigured but survived. He's now named Phoenix. Ziegler got the maximum sentence for felony aggravated animal cruelty in New York, which was a whopping 1 year in prison. He served from last July until this year. Now he's out. At 9:10 a.m., Ziegler on Monday morning at 9:10 a.m. was walking down the street. Someone shot him right in the junk. He was treated at the hospital for gunshot wounds to the groin and the buttocks, and the police have not arrested anyone. They don't know if there's any connection, but it doesn't sound like they're looking that hard.
Yeah, that's not going to be at the top of the police blotter.
Mm-mm. I'm sorry, did you get shot in a weenie?
I think God wanted this to happen. Otherwise, he'd have come down and blocked that motherfucking bullet. No miracle for you.
You got shot. There's very few.
Had he been shot anywhere else, it wouldn't have been as gratifying.
Nope.
Okay, you got out. Time for karma. Let's see. Yeah.
That's where we're going.
You can get shot in the
That's where you want like a Chris Tucker to come run up to him after he gets shot.
You got shot right in the... They shot you in the... Good.
A new study found the bigger your engagement ring, the smaller the chance your marriage will last.
Well, no sh**. That's what happened to me. I bought one way too big, never even got married.
Yeah, you overshot this research. Now, actually, you did, but the researchers at Emory University in Atlanta, their numbers are completely skewed as far as what they consider to be a lot in an engagement ring. They said men who spent between $2,000 and $4,000 on an engagement ring were 130% more likely to get divorced than guys who spent $500 to $2,000.
Too many numbers. I don't get it.
Think about, okay, $2,000 to $4,000.
Well, let's just say a $3,000 ring. That's when you get too many numbers, it's hard to follow.
Okay, so a $3,000 ring, 130% more likely to get divorced.
Okay.
If it's a grand,
mm-hmm.
you're much more likely to stay together. But what I'm saying is, their idea of an expensive engagement ring is far too low.
Two to four to me sounds expensive.
What did you spend?
Did I ever say?
I don't think you ever said on the air. I'm just saying it so you think about what you spent, because I know what you spent.
Oh. I looked at it as an investment that failed because she took it.
Yeah. The other reason I say this is because most of the friends I have, many of them spent more than that.
More than three grand?
More than four or five. There was a guy that emailed me the other day, said he spent 20 grand on his fiance's engagement ring and wedding band, and then spent 1,000 on his own.
He had to buy his own? Why?
I guess he had the cash for it. Clearly he did if he spent 20 grand on an engagement ring.
God. She didn't get him anything?
I guess not.
That.
Yeah. They also found that people whose weddings cost more than 20 grand, three and a half times more likely to get divorced than people with weddings who cost under 10.
That's what I told Maury Lowry when his daughter was getting married and he spent over $60,000 on the wedding.
Woo.
Now, it lasted longer than the 18 months I gave it.
Okay.
It was maybe 5 or 6 years. But that's 60 grand you don't get back.
Mm-mm.
And a lot of chicks won't count that. Well, I want to have another big wedding. You had a big wedding. Well, that one didn't last. You had a big wedding. I mean, you think you should get in a lifetime.
As many as I want.
Every time
princess.
I get married, it should be huge. That you pay for it. I don't have any money. Find a sugar daddy.
Yeah, the average guy now spends $5,600 on an engagement ring.
And that's all based on a diamond company ad from decades ago.
Yep.
You need to spend at least 3 months' salary. Why?
Yeah, that was all the ad thing that started it. I mean, I think the fact
that was even some type of cultural protocol. It was just an ad agency mm-hmm. said this is what you should spend.
And they had the client, the De Beers, the diamond. It wasn't even customary to use a diamond as an engagement ring. I'm not even sure if an engagement ring was part of the custom at all, but they made it that way. And here we are.
Did you buy your wife a diamond?
I did.
What'd you spend?
I'm not saying.
Hold up fingers.
Uh-uh.
Mm-mm. Why? I'll look away.
Okay. Yeah. As you look, the word we're streaming online.
I'm looking away.
You're looking at the video stream monitor.
So? Then again, why would I ask you to hold up fingers if I'm going to look away?
Exactly.
Damn. All right. Mouth it. I'll look away. All right. We got to go. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:35, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Dart. A whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, eastbound on 20, right at East Loop 820. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back 35W. Also, Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, right at the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Got an accident there. It's blocking the left lane of the ramp to go northbound there. That has traffic backed up in the area. Into that, northbound I-35E, just before Post Oak, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Swisher Road. In Carrollton, westbound on the Bush, right at I-35, got an accident there blocking the three left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Trinity Mills. And finally, in Dallas, northbound on the tollway just before Arapahoe, got an accident there. It's blocking the left lane. That has traffic backed up all the way back to 635. Call number 9 wins a pair of tickets to Freakers Ball Thursday, October 16th at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie featuring Chevelle, P.O.D., and Papa Roach. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagle of Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walmart. Tonight, some clouds, 72 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny and 91 for the high. Right now, it's 89 and 97.1 to Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
Okey-doke.
The people who run the school system in Lincoln, Nebraska are on a campaign to make their classrooms gender inclusive. That means teachers will no longer refer to boys and girls as boys and girls. A handout from the Lincoln Public Schools that was given to teachers reads partially, "Don't use phrases such as boys and girls, you guys, ladies and gentlemen, and similarly gendered expressions to get kids' attention." The handout was part of an effort to educate teachers and administrators about transgender issues.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had no idea where this was going.
Instead of asking boys and girls to line up as boys or girls, teachers have been encouraged to segregate the children by whether they prefer skateboards or bikes or whether they like milk or juice. Something obviously that's not gender related. The district's coordinator of social workers, Brenda Leggiardo, said, "The agenda we're promoting is to help all kids succeed. We have kids who come to us with a whole variety of circumstances, and we need to equitably serve all children."
What ages are we talking about?
This is elementary.
How many of those kids are transgender?
Well, she's saying it's not so much them about being transgender. It could also be the family that they're in, their parents.
Not talking to their parents, talking to the kids.
I know, but she just said...
So what happens to a teacher if they accidentally say boys and girls?
Well, there's no sort of punishment that's going to happen. This is a new way of trying to do some things to make everyone feel included.
So we're supposed to ignore nature.
Yes.
And just assume that everyone is eunuch?
Almost. The handout also states, always ask yourself, this is to the teacher, will this configuration create a gendered space? The handout provided by Gender Spectrum, a website which provides education, training, and support to help create a gender-sensitive and inclusive environment for
children. What are they going to call girls' basketball, girls' volleyball? Are they going to eliminate those?
They didn't get into the sports aspect. This is just the classroom stuff.
They're not thinking bigger picture then.
No, they're not. It does suggest teachers create classroom names and then ask all the classroom name could be purple penguins.
Say what?
Create a classroom name. So like for your class, if you were a teacher, you would call your students the Purple Penguins. And then you would, when you want the children to go sit in the rug for story time or something, you say, okay, Purple Penguins, let's all gather on the rug. As opposed to saying, come on, boys and girls.
I'm lost.
Mm-hmm. I am too, partly because...
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, also because I've heard a lot... Of the last couple of years, we're supposed to be embracing the things that make us different and celebrating those. I've heard that quite a bit. But then you hear about something like this where we're supposed to be all homogenized. Well, which is it?
Yeah.
Do we celebrate the differences and the things that make us different and say, hey, you know what? You're a different color than me. You have a different accent than me, but I think it's kind of cool. Or we just go, hello, human. The documents are chock full of all sorts of advice for teachers as they deconstruct and reconstruct the notion of what constitutes a boy, what constitutes a girl. It also provides teachers with information to prevent kids from getting bullied on the playground. You ready for this? They suggest teaching kids to use phrases like, please respect my privacy, and hey, they're called private parts for a reason.
I don't think bullies are going to fall for that.
I don't think so either. Not even really close.
Alfie, two.
Yep.
Yes, Erica.
I was just going to touch on the topic. In my college, we're actually saying it's not necessarily a
transgender topic, more a trying to take away the femme and the masculine side of teaching kids, you know, they have to choose one or the other, and just kind of letting them grow to whatever they want to be. We talked about it a lot in my school in Houston. One of my professors is trying to not teach her kids, you know, being a boy, you have to grow up to be a masculine person, and just kind of letting them, you know, become whatever they like to be.
All right, thank you.
She's right. I read another example of this.
Drop that class.
Another example of this is how parents raise their kids at home. Instead of telling little Johnny, put down that doll and pick up the G.I. Joe, you just let Johnny play with the doll.
I think some of it is just inherent. Goes back to our id, ego, superego. They're just things you want to do. Guys like war. Very few women, I really think very few women would declare war on another country unless, you know, the leader of that country wore the same dress on the same day as you. This is going to, we're going to, the whole idea of communication is to be specific. And the more that all of this is sanitized, it's going to be hard to talk to anybody about anything.
Yeah. And it's especially difficult when you're, if you're trying to raise a kid or even as an adult, whatever. But if you're trying to raise a kid and then you tell them, you don't have to fit into this box of what society thinks a man is supposed to be or what a woman is supposed to be. You do whatever you want.
Well, we did that as kids. I don't remember my parents ever saying anything. We just kind of evolved into whatever we wanted to do.
Some of it's subtle, though. It could be something as like if you scrape your knee, your dad would say, come on, Russell, just rub some dirt on it and go back to playing. Where if it was a daughter, he might be, oh, honey, oh, and then she gets coddled.
I
know, for me, if I had a daughter and she fell and scraped her knee, I would like to think I could be like, hey, you're okay. Rub some dirt on it. Give it a little kiss. Go on. Go back to playing.
But women aren't as... Shut up, bitches. Women aren't as durable as men in certain instances.
No, but that doesn't
mean... Men aren't good with internal pain.
No.
Colds, anything like that, any type of virus, whatever, we lose our minds. We're babies. Mm-hmm. Women squat out kids. And the only thing they complain about is, I look fat. That type of pain, I wouldn't even wait for that kid to go full term. I'd be running around going, somebody cut me. cut it out now. And no painkillers if men had babies?
Oh, please.
Oh, you'd be a...
I know women get something. There's no way they could squat a kid out in whatever an epidural is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The epidural would get, yeah, everything's numb from the waist down. No, I see it.
Well, women used to have babies without painkillers.
Some still do.
And you think men would ever do that?
No. We were talking the other day about me getting my wisdom teeth out. I had to be completely sedated for that. And that's for four teeth.
Yeah, and women go back and go, hey, I want another kid. You think a guy would do that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, hell.
I wish my wisdom teeth would grow back in so I could have taken them out again.
Oh, God, no.
It's just we, the two genders, deal with pain in different ways. We're outside working on something and you bang your hand with a hammer. You say, gee, damn it, and yep. You keep going. Chick hits herself. She's going to cry. That's not something that was just learned. That's just the way the two sexes are different. We get the flu, men, we cry. When they get the flu, they still take care of the family and do everything. Don't let that go to your heads, bitches.
So anyway, that's the sort of gender stereotyping that this new way of raising kids is trying to establish.
Well, I want to go to that school. That way, if I'm a boy, I can just walk into the girls' bathroom. And you can't say anything to me about it.
That is kind of a hairy situation.
What are you doing in here? It's none of your business. I'm in here to go pee. Aren't you a boy? No, nobody's called me one in the past year.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm a purple penguin.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And it didn't say anything about no purple penguins in here.
Mm-mm.
I'm in here to take a piss. Do you have a penis? That's none of your business. They're called private parts for a reason.
Take that, bully.
They have not thought any of this out.
But it's weird, though, because it's almost like if everyone starts getting raised in this way, and then you're a boy who's manly, then you get shunned for being overly manly. And if you're a girl who's overly feminine, you get shunned. It's like, what is it?
And what sign? What are they going to put on the boys and the girls' rooms?
I don't know.
I couldn't even tell you what they say on our bathrooms. I've been into the women's restroom here twice when the men's restroom was busted.
Mm-hmm.
I get Anna DeHaro to watch the hall for me.
Right.
I have no idea. Is it a silhouette of a chicken, a body in a dress?
Damn it, I don't know
either.
Isn't that funny? You know where it is.
Yeah.
And you know which one not to go into during the day.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to have to go look during the break.
I'm with you. I don't know either.
Whatever it is, it's got to be sexist.
Yeah, it is sexist.
Unless you just go to, one has a drawing of a penis, the other one's of a
easy.
Yeah.
Vagina.
Okay, then. Yeah, I'm surprised there hasn't been some sort of...
Click, clap, vagina. What?
Nothing. I just, it's like, if you're a boy and you want to build things and that's too manly, fine, build it. I don't care. But they're really making it sound as if you're too far to one extreme, then that's not right, and somehow you're being stifled.
There is a stigma. You don't want your son playing with dolls, but what are you worried about if he is? Well, that's going to make him gay. He's gay. He's already gay. Playing with dolls is not going to turn him.
Yeah.
I could play with dolls every day, and I still want to f*** a chick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one thing a lot of dads didn't realize. If you know, if the boy's playing with the Barbie, it's just like, he's probably playing with, is the Barbie clothed or unclothed?
That doesn't make any difference. There ain't no good stuff. They ain't even no cracks.
Well, if you're young and curious.
Yeah, to draw it on.
Mm.
And then it wouldn't stay on because after you hump. Never mind.
After you what?
No.
Come again?
Mm-mm.
One more time?
Once was enough.
All right, then.
Permanent my ass.
It ain't permanent marker. I humped a bitch once and all of it came off.
Kansas City, Missouri. This is where an irate Yelper, that's the review site Yelp,
mm-hmm.
A woman identifying herself only as Sonal B., she was downright angry that a local eatery called Voltaire refused to break its no-takeout rule for her and her husband.
Are they going to let girls wear pants and boys dresses in that school? I mean, if you want to do whatever you want to do and you don't want to really segregate anybody, then I should be able to wear whatever I want to.
Maybe, unless they decide to just do a unisex uniform where it's a shorts and a shirt and everyone wears that.
And why are they really worried about boys and girls? Can't you call the child by his or her name?
Yes, you can. And that makes sense. It really does. Or is what a lot of teachers would love to refer to some of their students as was you little S's, get on the rug.
And that's unisex.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I keep that story because this is something that I want to see how this plays out for them.
Yeah.
Because there are going to be different issues that come up, like the restrooms. I go in the bathroom I want to. You guys have made us all unisex. I'm going in there and take a piss with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see what one looks like.
Yeah, I don't think you ever watched about the show Community with Joel McHale.
Is it about community college?
Yeah, it had Chevy Chase in it.
Yeah, I've seen a few episodes.
Okay. Did you hear what their community college mascot was?
No.
The humans. Because the dean wanted to make sure it was all-inclusive and not offensive to anyone or anything, so their mascot was changed to the humans.
Why would an animal be offensive?
You never know. If it's the lion, then maybe a feminist gets mad. Why has it got to be a male lion? Why can't we be the lionesses?
Who said it was a male lion? Just a lion.
It's a lion. It's male. If it's a lioness, it's female. See, there's a way.
I think if you're getting eaten by one in the wild, you're not really going, hey, are you a bitch?
I think if you're getting eaten by a female, you're not lying back going, really, by a girl?
Actually, lions, it's almost sort of reversed in nature. Because mm-hmm. male lion gets a nice big mane, big hair. Mm-hmm. Female lion, she don't get nothing.
Yeah. And usually the females are the hunters. It's the males that sit back and watch the women do all the work and just play with their hair.
Bitch hunt.
Yeah. Bit go meat. Bring food back, rub paws.
We make cub.
Make antelope sandwich. Actually, we got a break. Okay. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
603, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, eastbound I-20. Right at Ace Loop 820, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up, exit 35W. Also in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, right at the Mixmaster there, got an accident that's blocking the left lane of the ramp to go northbound. That has traffic backed up in the area. Into Denton, northbound I-35E, just before Post Oak Drive, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back to Swisher Road. In Carrollton, westbound of the bush, right at I-35, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Your backup there is back from Trinity Mills. And finally, in Dallas, eastbound 635, just before Royal Miller, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Backup there is back from the High Five. Of course, if you see an accident again, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walmart. Tonight, clouds, 72 for a low. Then tomorrow, lots of sunshine and a high around 91. Right now, it's 89 and 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I'm really surprised the identity of the new voice of Big Tex hasn't, unless it's leaked out and I haven't seen it. But it's like the state fair is protecting that, like government documents.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard it at all.
I wonder if contractually the state fair said, you don't know, buddy.
I'm sure they did. Absolutely, I'm certain they did.
But whoever the new guy is, I'm sure most people can understand the rules. Hey, don't go do appearances as Big Tex.
It makes sense because you're not Big Tex. Big Tex is the 50-foot-tall animatronic creepy thing. You're the voice. There's a difference.
And this is the second year for the new voice.
Yeah.
I was looking through my audio. I found an interview on WFAA with Bill Bragg, the former voice of Big Tex, until he got popped.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dated last year. Maybe they just did a follow-up. I don't know.
I think that's what it was. They did. It was like the first day of the fair last year, and Bill, they were talking to Bill Bragg. It's like, all right, it's 1 year later, and you're not Big Tex. How do you feel?
I can't get a grip on walking around with that type of ego. I don't know what happened. All I know is I'm the voice of Big Tex. No. It's a short clip, you want it?
Yeah.
Something catatonic, Castellucci? Yeah, guy okay. From Channel 8.
Mike Castellucci, got it.
Well, it looks like Don Knotts.
Yes.
A lot has changed with Big Tex, but I'm standing next to a Big Tex. At least you were. Now, what happened?
I don't know. We've had a long running over whether I was the voice of Big Tex after the fair or not. And I really didn't know what to say, and one thing led to another, and here I am.
Bill Bragg ain't my... He gave me halitosis.
Not the voice this year. Let me tell you this. Whoever he is, he's not going to be the voice of Big Tex. He's going to be my replacement.
Bill Bragg. The only thing I hate about this is you got to listen around me screaming in the background.
You're right, though. That ego, though, is amazing where he says, well, I don't know whoever the guy is, but he's not the new Big Tex. He's my replacement. Damn, dude.
No. He's Jim Lowe's replacement.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't nothing but a 8, 9, 10-year stopgap.
Other, and here I am.
Bill Bragg ain't my... He gave me halitosis.
Not the voice this year. But let me tell you this. Whoever he is, he's not going to be the voice of Big Tex. He's going to be my replacement.
Bill Bragg!
the way I say it has become a trademark, and anytime you hear howdy folks, you're going to think about Bill Bragg.
I'm going to think of a big steaming asshole.
I forgot I tagged it like that. I almost said the same thing live right now.
Ooh, careful.
I'm going to think of a big hole.
Yeah, that right there, that's what's so sad, because the state fair could have responded, if they didn't even need to, but if they wanted to, they could have sent that last little bit right there and said, this is why we did not renew your contract.
Yeah, how bad do you have to screw up to lose voice work for animatronic?
Right.
One job, one big tax. All you got to do is just voice it. 3 weeks a year.
Mm-hmm. Hang out in your shed.
I'm just wondering what else he did to piss off. Was it Sue Gooding at the time?
Uh-huh.
It's got to be pretty bad if it's somebody you don't have to deal with on a regular basis, and the majority of it is just 3 weeks. In the fall.
Yeah, and not only that, but from the way that the state fair made it sound was that this was not a one-time thing that they said, okay, you're doing this, you're out. They made it sound like there was a pattern of him doing this, and he was told to stop on numerous occasions, and he didn't. And that's why he got popped.
I wonder if that's really been a policy, or he just got on their nerves, and they said, it's going to be a policy. Because when we were doing... JD and me, we were doing the TV show, which was Hot Tickets at the time.
Okay.
Then it changed to Hot TV. We interviewed Jim Lowe when he was still the voice of the Big Tex, and we had him on camera talking about it. I never heard anything about it. I don't think Mr. Lowe ever heard anything, got any grief for being on TV talking about how he did the voice work and, you know, where he sat.
Probably because from what it sounds like you're saying, he wasn't grandstanding about it.
No, he was just set in a little, maybe 200-square-foot shed, 100 yards from Big Tex.
Did he dress like Big Tex?
No.
Did he go out of the shed dressed like Big Tex and take photos with people?
You have no idea who he was.
Exactly. That's a little bit of what Bill Bragg would do. Because remember, we would look on his Facebook page, and there's photos of him all over the place taking photos with people dressed like Big Tex, trying to be Big Tex.
People wanted my picture. They knew I was the voice of Big Tex.
And how'd they
know
that?
Maybe they just wanted a picture with a eater.
Yeah. And the only reason they knew that was because you were telling them. And then you go and do charity, these special engagements, these events, as Big Tex, when you don't have the permission to do so.
And again, in Bill Bragg's defense, and I really don't like him, what does it hurt? Does it take away from the state fair? You think attendance went down? Oh, that's not... Big Tex really isn't that 52-foot-tall cowboy, 55 now.
Yeah.
It's actually this big, fat old man.
Yeah, but see, it's not, because... Big Tex was Big Tex before you did the voice work.
I know, but does it change anything if he went out and did appearances?
But there's a problem is he is not the head of the state fair. The state fair is a company. He's not the head of it. He's an employee of it and a contract employee at that. He doesn't get to – you, sir, don't get to make decisions on behalf of the state fair of Texas.
Well, you can't fire me. I'm the voice of Big Tex.
Well, we just didn't renew your contract, you –
Not only are we going to terminate you, we're going to burn down Big Tex. You couldn't take any other clues, so finally we had to burn the motherfucker down.
How about now? You get it?
Do you get it? Can you figure it out? Think about it, hi. Found another clip. I have no idea what this is. It just says Bill Bragg, Big Tex.
Howdy, folks. Welcome to the State Fair of Texas.
Sounded drunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's the one I told you a couple of years ago. It sounded like he was maybe having a stroke.
It does sound like
it
that.
He was slurring speech.
I think Jim Lowe's delivery, it had to be slow always. That's got nothing to do with talent. The motor in the mouth moving. I think Jim Lowe would say his ofs would be like the State Fair of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Not any big deal. I just don't like Bill Bragg's delivery.
Nope.
Sounds like somebody with a mouthful of
No, I don't want my big text to have a mouthful of manure.
Howdy, folks. Welcome to the State Fair of Texas.
See, that sound like he's having a stroke.
To the State Fair. Sorry, that was almost Cosby.
Cosby Brokaw.
My bad. Man, he's like, he throws that M on the end of fair, and then the Texas, it just don't sound good.
Good evening, folks. Welcome to the State Fair of Texas. I'm Big Tex.
Oh, man.
I wish I had something to go with that.
Mommy, what's wrong with Big Tex?
I don't know, baby. He's probably just had a stroke.
I haven't had a stroke. I'm Tom Brokaw voicing the Big Tex. Live from New York and NBC Nightly News. Hey, you was a hat. Come here. Never mind.
Seems like the older I get, the more my Brokaw sounds accurate. all right. Albie, what's line two?
He says he knows Bill Bragg and he feels we're making fun of him.
We are.
I know that.
So there's no feel. He's accurate.
And he deserves it.
Hello, Christopher.
Hey.
And we go back to Kansas City, Missouri, where that irate yelper who identified herself as Sonal B was mad because the local restaurant Voltaire refused to let her order takeout. She said in
it's
her
my restaurant. If I don't want to have a bunch of paper and styrofoam whatever sitting in the back for takeout, I don't have to.
And yeah, they have their reason for it. This is partially what she put on Yelp. The manager, Jamie, said, "Our food is plated beautifully and we can't put it in a to-go container. So thanks, Jamie. We'll just starve." When my husband said that he was going to post a Yelp review about the way the restaurant was treating us, the manager questioned, "Are you a grown man and an adult?"
We're going to starve.
So Voltaire responded, in part, "If you were actually starving, as in a life-threatening condition requiring nutritional sustenance, we would be happy to assist you. We do make exceptions for emergency situations. I can assure you we don't offer takeout food because we feel we're too good for our customers. We just prefer to have our guests dine with us, allowing for the proper presentation and temperature of their fare that has been skillfully prepared by our kitchen."
Some of that's accurate. Some of it is we're saving money on stocking up a bunch of paper and styrofoam for takeout.
And I looked at the restaurant's website, and it's a high-end place. And if it's a high-end place, I understand that they don't want food going out the door to go because then it gets messed up for whatever the restaurant, the chef, had intended.
I paid $33 for this. Yeah, you did, and it looked good when we stuck it in the styrofoam.
Right, and then you traipse it across the street, and you open it up upside down, and it looks some sort of vomit, and then what are you going to do? You're going to post a photo of it on Yelp and say, this is what the food looks like.
I didn't even think about that. You don't want them taking the food outside of your control.
Exactly.
You eat this right here.
Especially when you're at a high-end place, the presentation is important.
That's an aspect. You're probably right on that one. That's probably more paramount than, we want to save money on that. A bunch of to-go boxes.
Yeah. Which they actually have to-go boxes, but that's, you know, like the doggy bag thing.
They have it at Voltaire?
They have it where if you don't finish your meal, they'll give you something to put it in to take it home.
But there's no to-go.
Right.
Got it.
So far, the comments were about 75% taking the eatery side. Some think the restaurant SmackDown was justified, such as one Yelper who goes by the name Umami Jedi. This is what I love about news in the 21st century. No one is quoted as their actual name. It's their handle. So Umami Jedi writes, "If you don't like what the restaurant offers, don't go there. Your fellow diners seriously hate you as much as the restaurant staff." Others, including Toolbert NYC, are not as tickled by Voltaire's comic stylings. They said, "The restaurant manager probably feels really good about himself, but as a business operator in the hospitality industry, he made the wrong decision."
I don't think so. Sounds like a place I want to frequent.
He went on to say, "Restaurants, after all, are in the business of feeding people. Successful restaurants maintain and grow the number of people they feed."
And you can tell a successful restaurant when the manager is an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a bigger red flag or a bigger sign.
Yes. I mean, it really is one of those things. Like, if you're going to a
sign. Sorry, that's going to stick with me for an hour.
That's all right. If you're going, this sounds like it's one of those special occasion restaurants. You go there for an anniversary or something like that. So
they didn't even come to our table and do the happy birthday clap thing.
Exactly.
Is that where you're going?
In essence, yeah, because you're paying for a certain type of restaurant, a certain ambiance. You're not going to do the towel-waving monkey dance because it's your birthday at whatever the restaurant chain is down the street.
I'm not coming to this place anymore. Our waiter didn't have one happy button on his chest. Voltaire and Voltron and anybody else. They don't have a chalkboard with all the specials on it and not one damn pinball machine.
That really is the mentality.
This is supposed to be for my enjoyment. Why wouldn't you have a pinball machine?
Yeah.
How much could they be?
It's the whole entitled customer thing. It's like, just because you want something, it's like you go to a restaurant and you say, I want a cheeseburger. We don't have a cheeseburger. Well, that's what I want. The customer's always right. Get out. If you're not careful, I'm about to make a people burger. I'm going to put that on a chalkboard on top of a pinball machine and stick it out front.
Yeah. Where's Voltaire?
This is in Kansas City.
Damn, steak sounds good. Mm-hmm. Anytime somebody says Kansas City, I think steaks. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there like a Kansas City steak house?
Casey Masterpiece barbecue sauce.
I don't know what I'm thinking about. I'm old. I'm 54 and I'm using that.
That's all right. It's okay to crave some steak. When was the last time you had a good steak?
I don't know. And all I know is on Hulu, they're running a lot of DiGiorno pizza spots.
Oh, no.
Man. Oh,
that is pretty cold.
And it's normally, I guess Hulu gets into this loop of just a few commercials rotate. So it's delivery or DiGiorno's. I want either. But on this low carb, I can't. I forgot what I was talking about.
We're talking about you wanted a steak.
Steak, Kansas City.
Voltaire.
Man, I hate this game. It's like playing charades with myself. And I always lose. Regardless, sounds like a restaurant I want to go to.
If you want to do a low-carb pizza, just get the low-carb tortillas and just put pizza toppings on that.
I've done that before.
It's not bad. It's the same thing. It's similar to having like a flatbread pizza or just a really thin crust.
Actually, on this low-carb, a lot of carbs and cheese. I've never really looked. I always just look at fat content.
There's some, but you could just use.
I'll say I just ordered a pizza from like Jimmy John or Mr. Jack, a pizza place.
Sure.
And just threw out the crust.
And a lot of people have done that when they were doing low carb diets.
Can I do that, Alfie?
You can.
But we all know what's going to happen.
What?
Right there in front of you, though.
No, I'll throw it away.
If you got the willpower, go for it.
I haven't had anything bread-y or carb-loaded since I started this stupid diet a month ago.
And whose fault is that?
My pants are a little baggier.
Are they? Are you happy about it?
Not really. But I'm sticking with it because it hasn't really been that big of a pain in the ass. I'm sick of the pizza commercials.
That's why everyone's...
Thicker, breadier, more stuff you can't eat. You to join us.
That's why it's also important for you to binge a little here.
You can't. You can't have a cheat day on low carb. Alfie, doesn't it reset?
Oh, my God.
Exactly. When you have a cheat day, it does kind of reset you, Dan.
Shut up, Alfie. This is what you need to do. Go all week without it, and then on Sunday, order a damn pizza. One, you're going to be happier. Two, it's actually going to shock your metabolism into having to process something that's
not used
to. What
do we burn? Do we burn fat or carbs? Is that what you're talking about?
And it's going to have to burn it one way or another. One meal out of, I don't know, if you eat 25 in a week, one is not going to kill you.
Alfie?
Dan is right, and I've done this on his advice before, and it does kind of work. That's kind of a shock meal.
Yeah, because what was it like?
Can I have a whole pizza?
Yes.
Like a good one?
Yes.
Not the little cheap 99-cent one that I normally buy.
No, man, go all out. Get like two.
Can I get the one from 7-Eleven?
If you want.
Yeah, those are actually pretty decent.
Get that. If that's what you want, get it.
And it's not huge, but it's good size.
Because, Alfie, you plateaued at one point on your low-carb thing, didn't you?
Yes.
And what did I tell you?
You told me to go to Golden Corral and just go nuts.
That's right. And then what happened?
went nuts, and it worked. Got me past the plateau.
My d*** is so hard right now.
I'm telling you, man. Mm-hmm. I'm also the one that told you not to go strict low carb. I told you to eat some carbs in the morning. So that way you wouldn't go insane.
I'm not going insane.
You just said you're hard.
I haven't had pizza. All the time I think about pizza. I haven't had pizza short of the piece I stole from Cruz one night. That was like 3 months ago. I've never ordered a pizza. Not in the last 20 years.
Every once in a while, it's good. Even if you just go to some place on your way home and just
all right, like, I'll make Sundays slices. My carb day.
Perfect.
I'll order a pizza, and I'll just spread that out through the day.
That's fine. Don't do once a week super buffet crazy. But yeah, like you're saying, that sounds fine. Do that on Sunday.
And that's been the hardest thing with this low-carb diet is me remembering to eat fat. I remember not to eat carbs.
Yeah, but you're so used to, because you've done it for so long.
Staying away from fat.
Yeah.
What will I have this Sunday?
During the week, eat the good fat. Stay lower.
I'm thinking
carb.
About what kind of pizza I want Sunday.
High protein.
Sunday.
It doesn't have to be Sunday. You can do Saturday if you want.
I'd rather be Sunday.
All right.
What do I want Sunday? Big pizza pull.
The pizza pull?
The whole pull?
No.
Don't forget the breadsticks or cheese sticks.
I can't get all of that. Sure you can go overboard.
You can. I'm just saying it doesn't have to be a pizza. There are other things that you could get.
I am so, what would be the word? Carb horny right now.
I was just going
to
say
I don't even know if I could chew it. I probably have to just shove it up my ass.
You don't want to eat it as much as you just want to become one with it? Yeah.
I can't get it in fast enough.
I don't want to swallow it because in a moment we'll be over. But for some reason, you need that the satisfaction of actually feeling it go down your throat. I don't know why bitches always make that face.
Probably because it doesn't taste like pizza.
Well, it could. Take this bite of DiGiorno's. Now, here. Here's your chaser.
Best boyfriend ever.
Okay. Line one.
Yep.
Just tell me what he wants. I got a break.
He's saying only do the pizza thing once a month.
Mentally, I was already ready for once a week. Why you say once a month?
He says that once a week will kind of ruin the diet, ruin the sort of rhythm you have.
I know a personal trainer that does low carb during the week, and he eats carbs on the weekend.
Yeah, but he's probably working out a lot.
Well, yeah, that helps.
All right.
Well deserved.
It doesn't have to be every week, but I'm saying it's okay to do that. You're going for a lifestyle, not a diet. So a good lifestyle would be something you can maintain over a long period.
And I've done that since the early 80s. Something over the last few years, I've gained weight. I didn't turn into J.D. Ryan. Certainly don't look like Bill Bragg. But I hate the qualifier of you look really good for your age.
I get that. You just want to just.
Yes. You look really good.
Yeah. Stop there.
God, it's 54. You look like that. I don't need the age thing thrown in. And it's not something I can really do about it. The age.
It certainly doesn't help when you have what is it? Those. The commercials with the old guys with that look like bodybuilders all over the place now doing their anti-aging systems or whatever it is.
Yeah, you got a guy with a body that looks like Rocky in 1979, and the face looks like George Burns from last week.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks like Schwarzenegger out of the Terminator.
I just took a bunch of steroids. Body looks great. Your face looks like dog. Mm-hmm. I mean, sure, chicks may want to jerk you off, but they're not going to kiss you. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:35, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walmart. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, eastbound I-20. Right at East Loop 820, that accident there has been cleared out. Traffic still backed up back to 35W. Also in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, just after Summit Avenue, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Into Denton, northbound I-35E, just before Post Oak, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Lake Dallas Drive. In Richardson, northbound 75, just before Campbell, got a stalled vehicle blocking the HOV lane. Traffic's backed up back from Arapahoe. And finally, in Dallas, westbound I-20, right at Houston School Road, got an accident there. It's blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is backed up back from Lancaster Road. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Sleep Experts. Some clouds. Overnight low 72, then tomorrow sunny and 91. Right now it's 89, but 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I forget, does Tone's new show on NBC, Bad Judge, so come on, it's 7 or 8?
8.
It's
got
to be 8, because when he was here last Thursday, mm-hmm. Was it last Thursday or before?
It was last Thursday.
Yeah, we set the studio and talked after the show till almost 8.
Yeah.
So then I had to cut up the show and missed it until it was on Hulu. Now, for the second episode, there's going to be more of Tone in this, right?
That's what he said.
I wonder who decided, writers, producers, NBC, they said, hey, a guy with a stupid-looking beard, he needs to be in there more.
Then what they may have also said was, hey, that guy with a really sweet beard needs more scenes.
You really like that beard on him?
I'm sorry, it looks good on him.
If it was like your beard, close to the face, yeah. But for whatever reason, he grows, it's not really thick, but the chin point is pointy.
Yeah, it is.
Kind of almost Grinchy.
It's not Grinchy.
Whoville-ish.
He's not a who.
I gave you one reason why he's not a who.
I can think of it.
So it's 8.
Yeah, 8 o'clock. Yeah. As far as what happened, where they decided, hey, you know what? Yeah, let's bring him more into the fold. I kind of see it as it makes sense. It's a show about a judge when she's at work. Kind of the right hand in the courtroom is going to be the bailiff guy that you've already got there. I think it kind of makes sense. And plus, the first episode that we saw was just a pilot. So that's sort of like, okay, here's a little bit. And then from there, the writers, producers, they can all get a little more creative with storylines and everything and decide they actually want to take the show.
There are pilots that I've seen that I like the first one.
Speaking of which.
Hang on. How about it? Is this a pilot?
Yeah.
All right. I want to write it down. I have no idea what you're going to say.
No, you don't.
Okay, say it.
Mulaney sucks.
Thank you. Okay, that wasn't where I was going, but yeah.
Because I finally watched it, and
a new sitcom on Fox.
Yes, I think it first aired on Sunday night. It was bad. However, I actually thought it was going to be worse. The worst part about it, though, and this is what makes...
Go ahead and finish.
This is what makes any show should be bad, is when the show was named after the guy cannot act. That actually made it seem even more like Seinfeld, because I never thought Jerry Seinfeld was a very good actor.
No, even he admitted that, and Larry David said, all right, Jerry was never a really good actor, so we had to bring in other people like...
Julie Louis-Dreyfus, Jason Alexander, and N-word Tosser.
Yeah. Who were better actors, which... over time, made Jerry a better actor.
And I think they're using the same exact formula because...
No, because all the acting is stiff in the Mulaney thing.
It is, but they are at least slightly better than him.
Not much.
That's why I said slightly. But he, as bad as Seinfeld was, this guy's like times 10 worse. Because he is so flat. It's actually kind of...
It seems like a setup. There's There was an inside joke on the internet that everybody had. We're going to produce a sitcom for Fox. That's going to suck. It's going to be so bad. People are going to love it. And I thought I was missing out on something. That's why I watched it once on Hulu. I went, okay. Produced by Lorne Michaels. I didn't get something. I'm going to go back, watch the beginning. Possibly I missed a setup. I did not.
Yeah.
And it sucked again for the next 3 minutes. And I went, all right, I've had enough. How much did Fox pay for that? Who wasted? Think of all the resources. Just the tape they put it on. So it wasn't as bad as, you didn't think it was as bad as I thought it was.
Maybe not, but it's still damn bad.
And I'm right. That is not only a laugh track, it's a bad laugh track.
Horrendous. That show would be better off with zero laugh track and just the awkward silence.
Yeah, because if you told the writers, hey, there ain't going to be no laugh track. So if you don't write something funny, everything's going to die.
And not only that, but the laugh track is so bad. Now that I'm talking about it, it's actually getting worse now that I'm reviewing it again in my head. Opening scene, he's sitting in the doctor's lobby, waiting room next to his buddy.
Talking to his black friend, talking about, hey, how do I fill out this application? I want to get some Xanax.
Exactly. His buddy, who's also a stand-up comedian, says, hey, I got this new joke. Laugh track starts playing. I swear to God, the laugh track is not only horrible, but they're playing it in places it shouldn't even exist.
They're filling in natural gaps that a normal audience wouldn't laugh at. There'd be no Snickers. There'd be nothing.
Yeah. Plus, you've never heard this guy tell a joke before. If Seinfeld said, hey, I got a joke, you might kind of be preparing yourself because you've laughed at him before, not some guy you've never seen or heard of.
Let me think this through. Yes. One of the worst things I've seen on broadcast television. Now, a pilot I saw, I'm going to make this quick because I hate people to talk about TV shows. This past week on Hulu, I don't know when it premiered. I know it was recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the CW. It's called The Flash.
I actually saw the trailer for it a few weeks ago.
I watched the whole thing.
Like it?
I enjoyed it, yeah.
I think it actually looks pretty good.
I went to check to see when it's on again, and I very seldom do that with any TV shows. Mulaney, I'm waiting to see when somebody gets shot.
What you mean, Mulaney?
Hey, we need a cliffhanger. Let's kill Mulaney. The lead guy? Yes.
I think one of the things that disappointed me the most in that Mulaney show is that Martin Short was in it. Even though he was actually probably the best thing in the show, I still thought, oh, man, you're better.
Al, what else is he doing?
I guess, yeah. And I get it. Sometimes you're like, you know what? I just need to pay some bills. Go for it. That's why Robin Williams went back to TV to do the that ad exec show.
Yeah, that wasn't a good idea. Obviously, that didn't pep him up.
No.
Okay. I'm done.
So anyway, just to let you know, I watched it, and you.
It's pathetic. Anytime I can look at a show and really think, I could have saved part of that. That's a bad show.
Mm-hmm. I also now...
Well, why can't you save your own show? It's none of your business. Shut up. What now?
I also sometimes think about the people that were not cast in a show. They must be watching it somewhere thinking, whew, dodge that bullet.
Thank God I didn't sell all my meth lab stuff. I could have ended up on Mulaney. All right, good.
All right. People caught in Dallas with a small amount of marijuana may soon be able to avoid jail. County criminal justice leaders are quietly working on a program that would allow police to issue tickets to people accused of simple possession. Those cited would still face prosecution in court, but they would not be arrested. Officials hope to launch a pilot program in Dallas in mid-January. Such a change in enforcement policy could result in hundreds of fewer arrests each month. The goal is to reduce the jail population and free up police resources. A state law enacted...
City of Dallas?
Mm-hmm. A state law enacted in 2007 makes the ticket approach possible. The only problem is most counties really haven't chosen to do anything about it.
City of Dallas or Dallas County?
This is Dallas County.
Well, you just said city of Dallas.
Well, sorry, I meant the whole county.
Well, there's...
I understand there's a difference.
Well, it makes a big difference because Dallas County jails, they got a bad problem with people getting out
and
escaping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where'd he go? I don't know. You know, as a jailer, that's not really a good answer ever.
Actually, the worst was like, where did he go? Where'd who go?
The guy that we just checked in.
Who?
The guy!
I'm sorry, what?
You know.
He's dropping away in a patrol car right now.
I don't know. Hey, I looked up and he's driving off in a Euless patrol car.
Damn. Months later. Still
got
in the barrel.
Two agencies, one swoop.
It's like a double backhand.
We got one more break?
Yes.
You want to do it now?
Yes.
All right. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
654, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas, over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coys and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walmart. Let's get started off in Dallas. Westbound I-20 right at Houston School Road. Still got that accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Lancaster Road. In Richardson, northbound 75 just before Campbell, got a stalled vehicle blocking the HOV lane. Traffic there's backed up back from Arapahoe. A big one in Corinth, southbound I-35E right at Corinth Parkway. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is completely stopped back from the 35E-35W split at Bonnie Bray. In Denton, northbound I-35 just before Post Oak, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Garden Ridge. And finally in Fort Worth, eastbound I-20 right at East Loop 820. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. That has traffic backed up back from 35W. Listen to Cindy Stoll tomorrow morning at 7:25 for a shot to win a pair of pit tickets to Freakers Ball Thursday, October 16th at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, plus a four-pack of tickets to the Great State Fair of Texas. More details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Blue Link from Hyundai. Tonight, 72 for the low. Tomorrow, sunny and 91 for the high. It's 89 right now. 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I had so many things I was trying to focus on. The last break, like I did the legal ID, Alfie starts traffic. I mean, like, got to take my headphones off and go, did I do illegal? And then Jacob walks in the studio. I'm looking at the video screen. Dan's camera somehow has shifted off to the right where Dan's not even in his shot anymore. Huh? I fix that. Jacob's standing in the corner, our web guy, whatever, not knowing what he wants. Finally points at my skull can. Oh, yeah, I got nothing else to think about. If there's three in there, you can have one.
But first you handed him what?
I handed him the one that I had in my mouth.
Here, take it. Let's see how bad your fit is. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm screaming at him while Alfie's wrapping up traffic. And when you bring in new can tomorrow, you don't leave me with just two or three chaw. You always come in and take a chaw, you don't leave me with anything. You leave me with no chaw, I'm going to find somebody to kick your ass.
And you'd have to.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking more of Jacob than me. How braggartly can you get going, hey, I beat up a bold man.
Jacob's big.
That's what I'm saying. Oh. What did you just miss that I said?
You said I just beat up a bald man.
Old.
Oh, that's different.
But thanks for pointing out Jacob's bald.
I think he knows.
You bald.
Way to rub it in there, boss.
That's why, please, if I threaten somebody, I always throw out, I'm going to find somebody to kick your ass. I'm too powerful and way too old to mess with you. He always comes in, bumps, jaw, I never get anything. You could have one left in the can. He'll take it.
Can I step away? You know, step back. And then he'll take it and just go.
Yeah, and close the can and put it back on the counter like there's something in it.
You're the milk guy, aren't you?
Who?
You only leave like that much of the bottom of the damn thing.
He didn't leave anything. He takes the last pouch, you open it up, and it's... Ugh. Really? Sorry, man, I was having a nicotine fit. What do you think I'm having now?
That is dangerous. I mean, you don't take the last of anyone's anything, but especially you don't take the last of anyone's thing that they're addicted to.
Yeah, what about my fits?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about my fits? Both my fits. Unique and Monique.
That's funny to me on two levels, but yes, yeah. I can't mess with it.
No, it's not important.
All right, so somebody, I don't have time to search for the audio now, but somebody pointed out that the laugh track that they use on Mulaney, the new sitcom on Fox, mm-hmm. is the same laugh track from...
He says the 70s Scooby-Doo, when they would use a laugh track. And I think he's right, because I can kind of hear it in my head, because I remember certain episodes that had it. And yeah, very similar.
Maybe that's why it stood out to me, because most of the time I don't notice if the content is good, I don't give a rat's ass about the laugh track.
And that's the thing, is most of the studios, the producers of the shows, whatever, they know that we don't pay attention to that stuff very much. We'll just... It'll be there, but we're not really paying attention to it.
If it's funny, even if you don't laugh out loud, you still laugh in your head.
Mm-hmm.
So, mentally, you hear it.
Yeah.
But this Mulaney thing...
It's when it's put in awkward places where there shouldn't be one, is that's when that laugh track stands out, and that's why you noticed it. And then also probably because
I think the reason I noticed it is if it really was from Scooby-Doo in the 70s, that's when I watched it.
Yeah.
And it's not just if it was one person putting together a sitcom by himself.
Mm-hmm.
You could possibly see how it sucked. But this ain't one person.
No.
Staff of writers. A bunch of actors. Director. Lorne Michaels doing nothing. Somebody at Fox had to greenlight it. Bought the pilot. Who knows how many episodes they actually bought. But you got somebody like Tone, who's on a decent sitcom now on NBC. They may have to struggle for a while,
mm-hmm.
even though Fox is running anything. I think Fox is, are they running Sunday episodes on Wednesday, Thursday, something?
I think so. I think it's what they're doing on Thursday nights is re-airing some, at least, of their Sunday night programming. But they're calling it Sunday Funday.
On Thursday.
I think so.
Yep, we're out of s***. Yeah, they're either waiting on something, waiting to see what's going to take hold to move it to Thursday night. Maybe they're banking on, I don't even know when Mulaney is on.
Is that
its name?
Yeah, Mulaney. Yeah, I think it came on Sunday night. I think you said it was after Family Guy.
That's right. And it lost over half of the audience. You lost half the audience from a cartoon.
Fuck. And that, obviously, it's... And one of the big telltales is going to be what that number is in its second week. Because if it loses even more in that second week, then it's done. And that's the other thing that I
don't know. They gave Dads a long streak.
They did, but I think they had a lack of options, and it was Seth MacFarlane, so who knows? Because this is also the same Fox that a couple of times canceled Family Guy.
Yeah, that's right. I think Family Guy had to go to the Comedy Network or Comedy Channel or Cartoon Network for a while.
Yep, it did.
Okay, we're still talking about TV.
I know you hate that, but it still does fascinate me how, especially in the older days, they would give shows more of a chance. Whereas a show, I'm trying to think of a really good example, but a show in the past that was really successful may not have even had the chance by today's standards because it would have been done after 3 weeks. Like, I don't know if it was Gilligan's Island was one of those.
That tested poorly. Mary Tyler Moore tested poorly.
Yeah. And those are iconic shows. May not have even made it to screen by today's standards.
Almost any interviews you see for any iconic shows, you're talking to the director or one of the lead characters, they all say, worst testing show in history. All of them say that about all their shows.
Friends was one of them as well. Because their 20th anniversary was a couple of weeks ago, and they don't like any of the characters. They're all too self-absorbed, blah, blah, blah. That's one of the most successful shows in TV history.
It's because testing doesn't always work. Sometimes it takes gut. It takes creativity. You look at something and go, people are going to like that, or they don't.
You can't depend on an audience because most of the public are just dumb f***s. Oh, we're only going to play what tests well. So you mean six AC/DC songs and maybe one new one every 14 years.
In case you didn't know what Russ was referring to, he just put it out there.
Okay. What do we got left?
I'll throw a fart at you.
Okay.
In the same Vanity Fair interview where Jennifer Lawrence, you remember her?
I do not.
The actress. She was the one that keeps falling at Oscars.
I'll look it up while you're talking.
She was in The Hunger Games. She talked about her nude photo scandal, but she also revealed that what she's looking for in a guy. She says, I want someone who is not afraid to fart in front of me.
Yeah.
I want someone who isn't afraid to fart in front of me than to have big, passionate love. I'd rather have just a peaceful time. Those relationships are deeper because you can be your true self with somebody and somebody can be their true self with you.
How old is she?
22? 23?
She is 24.
She is 24.
Born in Louisville, Kentucky. A 24-year-old can stop. Get off Match.com. Get out of the back of Craigslist. Daddy's home.
You found your soulmate.
She just wants somebody. What she's saying is, I want somebody that could be themselves with me.
Right.
She's using it, you know, quote unquote, with the phrase, somebody that can pass gas in front of me. First of all, that's a bad idea, because now you got every redneck ever born going, all right, then, time to stalk Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Wait till she gets a whiff of this.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think her stalker quotient just went up.
Because anytime anybody is on any show, especially like if somebody's on the Tonight Show, yeah, I'm recently single, every idiot thinks, I got shot now.
I'm going to drive out to California and fart for her.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to wait for her in bed when she gets in Dutch oven.
Get me a bunch of Denny Moore. I'm going to eat that. I'm going to drive out to Beverly. And then... Heard my mating call?
What you think about that?
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Yeah. You want to get married?
I think it's time you buy me a ring. And the best thing is, every time I fart, second, third one, always better. First one's just clearing the barrel. The rest of them are my more odoriferous farts.
Mm-mm. That's
she is gonna retract this, or she's gonna fake an engagement to somebody.
Yeah, then the headline tomorrow on TMZ: Jennifer Lawrence announces engagement to man with zero flatulence disease.
I've never farted.
I see YouTube and somebody going, "Hey, check it out. This is for you."
Yeah.
Hey, baby. Yeah. I'm doing this for you. I ain't even met you yet. Those are my I'm kind of shy farts.
Just wait till we meet.
Yeah, that's when the will hit the fan. It'll be good stinky. Why did she decide to bring up farts in this? Why couldn't she just say somebody that can be themselves in front of me?
Well, that was, you said, that was her way of saying... That's an example of being your true self. Not afraid of being all that you are, not just some.
That doesn't even make any sense. I don't like my guy friends that fart in front of me. The noise is funny. I don't smell it.
I'm with you.
And if you're dating or married, chances are you're always in close proximity. Mm-hmm. So you're going to smell it. I don't smell it. I certainly don't want to smell a female fart.
No.
It's something...
All the times.
To describe a smell, it's thin.
The smell that I recall way too vividly is my mom and I living with my grandmother for so many years, me having to go into her bathroom.
Whose?
My grandmother's bathroom. Mm-hmm. After she had just taken a shower and taken a dump. So now it's that thin female smell, but also humid. So it's hanging in the bathroom.
Swim through it.
Oh, God, it's... No.
Daniel.
Yes, Mama?
Daniel. Go into the bathroom and get my cigarettes. I forgot and left them in there.
Oh, God, no. Please. Please, I don't want to do that.
I was in there taking a dump. I forgot and left my Carlton's. The Lewiston Tar. Go in there and stand for a couple of minutes. Make sure you breathe a lot while you're in there.
Oh, God.
Maybe do the Carlton dance. I can't fathom the stench of old people grunt.
Walk around a nursing home for a while.
I know, but what you said makes it even worse because now it's been soaking in humidity.
Oh, yeah. No, it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I took a big, heavy shower. And then a big, heavy Go in there and get my cigarettes and see if the dog's dead.
It is. I don't have to go in to know. It is.
Whatever you do, don't light up anything because I'm very methane-ish.
I see you walking in there going, damn! All right, I got a lot of match. I got it.
I wouldn't do that.
I got to, Mama. They're just out of the entire door frame.
Damn, looks like a Ron Howard movie.
You want to go?
Yep.
Okay.
The 911 call.
What?
Just imagine the 911 call.
You don't know who to call first, the police or Parkland. We all look like the California Raisins.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Nikki Sixx is up next.
Go ahead and promote your buddy Tone's show.
Yeah, don't forget Tone Show, also known as Bad Judge, tonight on NBC, 8 o'clock.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Friday.
The Metroplex.